Now, from WPTL Sports, it's time for Pisgah High School Black Bears Girls Varsity Fast Pitch Softball with Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernets.
We're coming to you live from Cullowhee, North Carolina, on the campus of Western Carolina University. It's a Western North Carolina Athletic Conference softball tournament semifinal game featuring the number 2 seed North Henderson Knights and the number 3 seed Pisgah Black Bears. Hi, softball fans. This is Chuck Fever, and it's along with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird. And Rhonda, we have a possible upset brewing here at the Catamount Softball Complex. And yeah, and right now, and I have to say, is that West Henderson just scored a run in the top of the seventh inning. Number 4 seed West Henderson has just scored a run in the top of the seventh inning to go ahead of top seed Franklin 4-3 here in the first semifinal game. This is an upset brewing in the making.
It is, and what gets me is that they have already knocked Chelsea Stanfield out of the game. And that's unusual because Chelsea Stanfield is Western North Carolina's top leading pitcher. I mean, what can you say? She's going to West NC State. She's just got the 70-mile-an-hour fastball. And then all of a sudden, she's knocked out of the game. And here comes another run in from West.
Well, that is another run, as Ron had just mentioned. Now it is 5-3 in the top of the seventh as the number 4 seed Falcons have gone up over the Panthers. And then the Panthers
are just imploding.
They're imploding and they look stunned. But, Rhonda, this is all indications is that you can never take these games based on seeds. With one game eliminations, just get yourself ready for the playoffs. You cannot play a bad game.
No, you can't play a bad game. And this is when you really want to play at the top of your level. I know last year Pisgah came in here and they went to the final game against Franklin and lost, and they didn't lose another game and won the state championship. But they were playing really good ball at that time. So right now you really want to play your best ball, and West is really, this two teams, it's like West Henderson has Franklin's number. You know, West won earlier in the year 2-1, then Franklin won a couple of weeks ago 4-0. So it's not been real big games, you know, not blowouts, very good defensive games, good pitching games. So it's just like, you know, you play a team that's got your number. I think West is one of those teams that's got Franklin's number and it's in their hands.
Well, there's two outs in the top of the seventh, runner on third, and the next pitch is swung on and missed. And that makes the count 2-2. So West Henderson loaded the bases with nobody out and then scored on a, you know, got a pop-up, and then a pop-up foul where the catcher and Stanfield, now playing first base, collided in front of the West Henderson dugout, and it just went downhill from there as the runner tagged up, and that she grounds out to Stanfield at first, so that's all for West Henderson in the top of the seventh as they take a 5-3 lead. So we have a possible upset here brewing.
Yeah,
and the winner of this game, Rhonda, will play in the championship game scheduled for tomorrow at
5:30. Right now. Now, everybody, we know that there's a big storm in the air, and they're talking about 80% chance of rain. So all I can say is that everybody needs to listen to the radio tomorrow. We'll keep Bill updated on any changes. So if there is any changes, then Bill can announce it on the radio. So just keep your eyes and ears posted. If you really want to know, call the school, and they can tell you tomorrow if the game's been changed or canceled.
Well, we are running a little behind as the, you know, a storm came through and delayed this first semifinal game. And so what we'll do is once this game concludes, if it concludes here in the bottom of the seventh, then they will fix the field up. Teams will get warmed up, take their infields and everything. So we'll go through some of our pregame show and that, and get ready for the Knights and the Black Bears in game two, or the semifinal number two, here at the Catamount Softball Complex on the campus of Western Carolina University. So we'll take a break. We'll be back after these messages. This is WPTL 920 AM.
MedWest Sports Medicine is the official sports medicine provider for all the student-athletes of Haywood County. That means our physician, Dr. Chris Catterson, and the sports medicine physical therapist and athlete trainers are there for you on the sidelines of the games. MedWest is once again offering free sports physicals for student-athletes in Haywood County on Tuesday, May 29th at the MedWest Health and Fitness Center. Visit MedWestHealth.org or call 452-8077.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the campus of Western Carolina University as we're still in the middle of this upset in the brewing in the bottom of the seventh inning as West Henderson leads Franklin 5-3, but the leadoff hitter for Franklin got on a sharp single to right field. So there's nobody out and a runner on first base, so the Panthers are not going quietly here.
No, and they're in the bottom of their lineup, so it's not the strong part of their lineup. Oh, great catch.
That was by the second baseman as a towering fly ball that curved foul just past the first baseman and was caught by the second baseman for West Henderson for out number one, so one out, runner on first. And you're getting a bonus coverage here on WPTL 920 AM.
We just don't know their names.
Right. If you're on your radio, it's 920 AM. If you're on the Internet or tell your friends, it is WPTLradio.net. And again, it's WPTLradio.net to listen to this game. And the next game should be a barn burner, too, and that's between the North Henderson Knights and our Pisgah Black Bears. But we'll have around 20 minutes after this game concludes, if this game concludes here in the bottom of the seventh.
The Bears are sitting over at the fence at the visitor's dugout waiting to get in there, and they're watching this game intently, trying to see who they would possibly play. Would you like to get West back again after that way that game ended at West?
And there's a sharp right over the second baseman's head, and that goes into the gap, so she'll run over to third base. So from runners on the corners here at the Catamount Sports Complex, softball complex at Western Carolina University, first semifinal game.
That was barely over that second baseman's glove. She jumped for it, but she just barely missed it.
And give Franklin, that's why they're the top seed in, you know, the winners of the conference. They finished tied for the regular season title, so they had to share it, but they drew the number one seed over North Henderson. And the Knights are number two. Pisgah is number three, and these West Henderson Falcons, who are a fine team in their own right, have Laurel Kuntz, only a freshman, on the mound. She's gone the distance as Mike Matthews, the manager of West Henderson, takes a trip out there to calm his pitcher down.
She's probably a little nervous. She knows it's a big game, and she's probably pitching a little too hard, you know, like Verlander did the other night.
Absolutely.
He's pitching too hard, so you just got to settle her down.
So one out here in the bottom of the seventh. Score is West Henderson 5, Franklin 3. The Panthers are batting with runners on the corner. First pitch by Kuntz is called strike. We do not have the rosters.
The only one we really know is Kuntz. It's pitching.
And that doggone Sierra Bishop for West Henderson. She did us in.
Mm-hmm.
That swung on and fouled out of play.
So she quickly gets ahead of the count, 0-2.
Coach, you know, that trip out of Mike Matthews did wonders because she's a different pitcher in these last two pitches to the batter. Mike told her pretty much is that run doesn't matter to us on third base. Concentrate on getting your hitter and getting out.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be over the head, and this could be the game-tying run. That's to the fence. They're going to wave her in. No, they hold her up as a throw is relayed in. So that was a line shot over the right fielder's head off the face of the 200-foot fence. One run scored. The runner on first skedaddled all the way to third base. and the batter just hit a stand-up double. So now with one out, the tying run at third and the game-winning run for the Franklin Panthers are at, is at second.
At second, yeah. And then you're starting out the top of their lineup because Chelsea Stanfield's the number three hitter. She's on deck right now.
Coach is ready. First pitch called strike. Letter high. Batter didn't like it for Franklin. As the manager for Franklin calls time to talk to his batter because he seemed to be a little rattled that the call was high and in tight. She backed up, but the umpire felt that it was letter high and caught the corner.
I've never seen a coach call timeout to talk to a hitter. I think plenty of them call timeout to talk to their pitchers.
In this situation, you got a good hitter. You know, Stanfield, this is the number two hitter. And you got Stanfield on deck. So we got a great one already here. Swung on and that's dribbled over to Koontz. He checks the runner, throws over to first. Fine run.
He's out.
And they got the run as he slid in and the catcher dropped the ball. So the game tying run, Coach fielded a little easy comebacker, checked the runner and threw over to first. And the runner at third broke to the home. Relay from first was on time, but there was a collision. The runner slid into the catcher and she dropped the ball. And so now the game is tied at 5-5, and I think with the game winning run now at third base, and it's on Stanfield.
Yep.
The young lady going to North Carolina State is now at the plate. She can drive in the winning run, or this game will go into bonus coverage of extra innings.
She popped up the last time she was at bat in the right field.
First pitch by Combs to Stanfield is a ball. So let's reset this. It's now 5-5, thanks to the two runs that Franklin got here in the bottom of the seventh inning. There are two outs. Runner, the game winning run is at third base. Ball up.
She's not going to give her anything dead center. She's going to make her have to earn it when she gets it.
So it makes the count 2-0.
Because really, she don't hurt if she gets on base.
Pitches way outside, a curveball.
That might be what Mike Matthews told her. You know, it don't hurt if she gets on base. If you don't want to give her none, don't give it to her.
Heskett and North Tennyson are waiting in the wings of this beautiful complex on the campus of Western Carolina University as she walks Stanfield on four pitches. And that doesn't matter because, Stanfield... She didn't know the count. She looked back and said, is that boy? Umpire said, yeah, go down to first. Both teams are waiting, and that's... So now it's on to the next hitter, the cleanup hitter for Franklin. And that'll be Amber Cook, the left fielder for Franklin. And Amber hurt us with a solo shot.
Oh, yeah. And she also got the player of the week last week in the softball rankings on the Citizen Times, so she can hit.
That's swung on. Coach gets it. Throws the first. And it goes. A game-winning run. She was carving on the throw to first. Mike Matthews is coming out. And so the winning run scores for Franklin as Coach dropped the comeback as she reached cross-handed, got the ball, and that's all. So Wes Henderson made a valiant effort. It was a bang-bang play, but the umpire called the runner safe at first. And Franklin comes back with three runs in the bottom of the seventh inning to salvage this tournament as they move on to the championship game.
And you can tell the youth of West Henderson's team right there, she made a mistake when she picked up the ball.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll have our pregame show for the North Henderson Knights Biscuit Black Bears softball game semifinal of the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference softball tournament here on the campus of Western Carolina University in about 15 minutes as they get the field ready and the teams warm up. This is Chuck Fiebernitz. We'll be back after these messages.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, welcome back to the campus of Western Carolina University. Here at the Catamount Softball Complex, we had a doozy of that first semifinal game as West Henderson, the number four seed, made a bid to upset the number one seed Franklin Panthers, getting two runs in a top of the seventh inning to break a 3-3 tie and go up 5-3 over the Panthers, but the Panthers came back valiantly and scored three runs in the bottom of the seventh inning to eliminate the Falcons from contention here for the conference tournament title. And so the Panthers, the Franklin Panthers, will move on to the championship game scheduled at 5:30 tomorrow here at this same Catamount Softball Complex on the campus of Western Carolina. And they'll play the winner of the Pisgah Black Bears and the North Henderson Knights. Pisgah coming into this as the number three seed, while the North Henderson Knights, who lost their ace of the staff, Kim Cannon, about 2 weeks ago and just came limping into this game because they've not had the backup pitching. And North Henderson got here to this semifinal game with a 11-1 win over the Tuscola Mountaineers, who were a number one seed, and that ended the regular season, or it's not the post, the end of the postseason, because Tuscola will get to play in a first-round playoff game later on, which starts Friday. First-round playoff games will start Friday. And so what we're going to do is they just announced they're going to get the field ready. Teams are going to warm up, so we're about 28 minutes away. And what we're going to do is going to turn it back to the studio, and we'll come back on the air for a pregame show, because I'm sure, you know, we can stretch material around, but
and we'll be talking about everything by then.
And we'll get boring, and so we're gonna come back on the air for our pregame show at 7 o'clock sharp. So listen to the music, stay with us on WPTL 920 AM. We'll have our pregame show starting at 7, and probably around 7:15 will be the first pitch between the Knights and the Black Bears in the second semifinal here on the campus of Western Carolina. So join us at 7 o'clock, folks. We'll be back.
Midwest Sports Medicine has expanded. Check out our new location in the brand new building on the campus of Midwest Haywood. You can see Dr. Chris Catterson in his new office, conveniently located between the fitness center and the hospital. And now we have new sports medicine and rehab space in the Midwest Urgent Care Center in Canton at exit 31 off I-40. It's the Midwest Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Clinic, located in the Midwest Urgent Care Center, Canton. Visit MidwestHealth.org or call 452-8077.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Real Country, WPTL.
The sky in Cheyenne, Wyoming is just about as blue as it gets. And if you ain't seen a Santa Fe sunset, you ain't seen red. Texas sunflower yellow can take your breath away. seen it all. From the orange of the fall to the green of the summer. But my favorite color is neon. The light they always leave on. A weekend on the rocks. An old school jukebox with a little Johnny Leon. The buzz I love to be on. Put a double on your trouble. The sun can do the job in the daytime, but the moon ain't quite bright enough to light up the way to playtime for people like us. Just like a beachside beacon calling all the ships back home. A few thousand volts to cut through the smoke. The windows are tinted, that's why they invented neon. The light they always leave on. The weekend on the rocks. An old school jukebox with a little Johnny Lee. Troubles light this end of the tunnel. Is always in me. The orange of the fall to the green of the summer, but my favorite color is neon. The light they always leave on. Put a double on your troubles and light this end of the tunnel. It is neon.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door. The whole world got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone. I think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you running wild and free, I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied telling my poor heart. You'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon.
by a drink, and the words of every sad song seem to say what I think. And it's hurt inside of me, ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon.
It's called Neon Moon, Brooks and Dunn here on AM 920 WPTL. We're about 4 minutes away from 7 o'clock at the top of the hour. We've got Black Bear softball coming your way from Cullowhee, North Carolina. We'll take it back to Chuck and Rhonda at that time, and we'll get tonight's game with North Henderson underway. That's coming up at 7 o'clock. Stay with us.
The closer you get, the further I fall.
Further I fall, mm-hmm. I'll be AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, welcome back again. We're coming to you live from Cullowhee, North Carolina on the campus of Western North Carolina University. It's a Western North Carolina Athletic Conference softball tournament semifinal game featuring the number 2 seed North Tennyson Knights and the number 3 seed Pisgah Black Bears. And again, hi softball fans. I'm Chuck Fiebernitz. We're along with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Burton. Rhonda, we saw a doozy in the first semifinal game.
I was really wanting West to win. I thought we needed to get them again, but hey, way the cookie crumbles.
Well, and that punched their ticket to the tomorrow night's championship game, which will be a 5:30 start from this same complex on the campus of Western Carolina, will be the Franklin Panthers have already punched their ticket for that championship game with a 3-run seventh inning to win the game in dramatic fashion, and so the Panthers move on and eliminate West Henderson from the tournament, and now we've got the second semifinal, and these Pisgah Black Bears going to try and start their run. They've been playing good softball lately. Can they continue it?
I think so. I think that after that West Henderson loss, the team had a meeting. You see that a lot in pro and college when teams have gone through something that they shouldn't have lost, a game that they shouldn't have lost, they have this meeting. And this team had a meeting. They've refocused themselves and said, hey, whatever it is that's bothering us, we need to put to the past. Let's just play ball to win the state championship again. Because they have the greatest opportunity to do that because they only lost to 2 players last year. So, and, you know, to start the season is preseason number 1, so all the pollsters believe that they are the team to beat, and I do too, because we're not falling out of the polls much. We're playing a tough conference.
Well, we would be remiss in mentioning the fact that this Pisgah Black Bear softball team is hunting down a state record, which was set in 2010. The T.C. Robertson Rams hit 35 home runs as a team. Currently, the Black Bears have 31.
Yeah, we were confused when we left the last time. We were uncertain about Mahala Irvin's home runs. We have retallied. We went through the whole season. She has 8. Logan Matthews is leading the team with 9. So we've got all the numbers straightened out. We're at a team now of 31, and we need 35 to tie the record and 36 to break it.
Well, as you said, Rhonda, home run leader is Logan Matthews, who will be doing the pitching today. She has 9 home runs with 15 RBIs. Mahala Irvin is second with 8, 19 RBI. Micah James and Caitlin Hanna have 5 apiece, and James has 17 ribbies, and Caitlin Hanna has 21, so she's the team leader in runs driven in, and then Michaela Tipton has 4. Those are the 31, and Tipton has 15 ribbies. Also in that hunt for RBIs is Sheridan Presley, only a sophomore. Presley comes in with a third on the team with a .421 batting average. Leading the Black Bears is Caitlin Hanna with a .455 batting average, and then Micah James has a .452 batting average, and then Mahala Irvin has a .400 batting average, and the other one is Logan Matthews, who is really, you know, drove up her batting average over the last 5 games, you know, hitting the ball extremely well and helping her own cause when she goes inside the circle. She's batting .358. So those are some of the stats as the Black Bears are completing their warm-up tosses right now. And we looked through and saw North Tennyson's lineup, and they'll be the home team today,
mm-hmm.
being the number 2 seed. Kim Cannon is not pitching, but she is playing, and she will be at first base.
She's playing. She has a torn bicep muscle in her arm. That's the reason she's not pitching. I don't know how that's going to affect her swinging or batting. You know, that's one of the things you worry about. Can it do any more damage? Her being such a young kid, a freshman also, you know, you don't want to damage the arm because she's such a good pitcher. You don't know if she can damage it anymore, but they can't put her out of the lineup. She's such a good player. You know, and this is the time you need your best players, and this is the time they're going to step up. They're going to put her out there no matter where.
Well, Pisgah completes their warm-ups, pregame warm-ups. North Tennyson, dressed out in purple tops and black pants, will jump back onto the field for their pregame warm-ups. And when they complete that, there'll be the meeting at the plate, and then we'll have the first pitch of this second semifinal of the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference softball tournament. And, again, we want to bring this to you that if the Pisgah Black Bears win this game, they'll move to the championship game and face Franklin. We do know that Franklin's the opponent in the championship game tomorrow at 5:30. Question on the weather. But WPTL will be bringing you the game in this, live in tomorrow's championship game, as we're doing right now with this semifinal game.
You speaking of North Henderson, last time we played them was just, last week?
Mm-hmm.
Week and a half ago. We beat them 14-4.
Mm-hmm.
We had something to prove. And I think the girls have something else to prove. They want to prove that that loss that they had at North Henderson, 8-6, when they called the game for time, or for the darkness, was just a fluke. I mean, they really didn't play good. They had the delay for rain. They didn't get the game under till 6:30. And, I mean, it was just like one thing after another for the kids, and they had to sit and wait. And you have a routine you go through every time you play a game. And once you get out of your routine, it kind of messes you up. These girls have a set routine that Serena puts them through. And if they get out of that routine, it kind of rattles them a little bit for rain delays or something like that. And that's something that they've had to work through, the adversity. With the youth on the team, you've got to learn how to work through things like that. And that's one thing that this team has really come together in this toward the end of the season, is that they're not going to let things like that bother them. And they did at North, and that was a shame because that game should have been won by the Bears.
Well, and you know, you spoke about this early in the season, is that don't sleep on the North Henderson Knights and how accurate, you know, prognosticating the way this conference would play out, is that North was your surprise team, and I think they surprised everybody on the way, because at one point in time they had beaten Franklin,
mm-hmm.
and they were undefeated until they lost Kim Cannon.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the DNA of this North Henderson team is they play great. They were getting great pitching. Now, the pitching has, dropped off because of an injury, but what hasn't slumped off is their batting, they're hitting the ball, they're a great hitting team, and they play great defense.
And you watch for Logan Matthews today to try to nibble the corners. She'll go inside, she'll go high, she'll go low, she's going to change the eye level of the pitch, which, we say that she's effectively wild. Well, sometimes that's to your advantage because to the pitcher's advantage because the hitter's sitting there guessing where's the next one going to be because you have so much variance in softball more than baseball. You have a tighter wind and strike zone in baseball. Softball, you have the rise ball. Some umps like that like a rise ball. They like a high one. So it really depends on the umpire. And in this game, in the pitcher circle, you'll see two white lines drawn from the plate in the center circle. That was called earlier in the year on Logan. It is an imaginary. Supposedly in high school, you don't have it in high school, you have an imaginary two lines. You see it on college softball on TV. And if a pitcher steps out of that line, it's considered a balk. So what happens is when the very first Franklin game, when we were so close, she got called for that balk in the imaginary line. Now, I can see it better here, but I can't understand why in high school, if we don't have the lines, why the ump has that opportunity to call imaginary line. And I like this setup today. This is a college field. This is the way it should be played when you get into the playoffs.
And a beautiful college facility as it is. And this is great for these kids to get to play on this complex. Beautiful place here on the campus of Western Carolina University. And so when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups for you, and hopefully we'll get into the first pitch of this second semifinal game. This is Chuck Fievernitz and Rhonda Byrd here on WPTL, 920 AM. We'll be back, folks.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Byrd and Chuck Fievernitz.
welcome back to Colorado, North Carolina, on the campus of Western Carolina University at the Catamount Softball Complex. We're getting ready for the second semifinal game between the Knights and the Black Bears. And now's the time to give you the starting lineup, so get your scorecards out if you want to keep score with us along as this game progresses at home. Leading off, Pisgah will be the visiting team, folks. So leading off for the Black Bears will be left fielder Taylor Gallion, followed by Hannah Hudson, the right fielder. Mahala Irvin will bat third and plate, will be behind the plate. Micah James, the shortstop, will be cleanup, followed by Caitlin Hannah in the number five spot at third base. And then batting six and doing the pitching today will be Logan Matthews. Batting seventh will be Michaela Tipton, the designated hitter. She'll be DH and for first baseman Sydney Paris. And then batting eighth will be Sheridan Presley, the sophomore second baseman, and followed by the number nine hitter Bianca Burnett, doing the, you know, out there in center field. So it'll be Matthews inside the circle and Irvin behind the plate. That's the battery for Pisgah. For North Henderson, it'll be Ellie Caldwell leading off and playing center field, followed by Johnny Petrie, the shortstop, and then Kayla Banks, the left fielder. Batting fourth will be the catcher Taylor Nicholson, and batting fifth will be the third baseman Megan Smith. Batting sixth for North Henderson and DHing will be Cheyenne Matthews. And batting seventh and playing first base will be Kim Cannon, who has returned from a three-week injured reserve list. Batting eighth will be Ashley Sargent, and she will be doing the pitching. And batting ninth will be Chelsea Cannon, the right fielder. So it'll be Ashley Sargent inside the circle for the Knights and Taylor Nicholson behind the plate. That's the battery for the Knights, and that's the way that both coaches have gone with this semifinal matchup.
One thing we need to watch today is that North Henderson is really young. They got a lot of youth on their team. So the team that makes the least mistakes will be the team that wins. We've seen that in the game before us. West Henderson just imploded in that last, made a bad decision, and that's the reason Franklin won the game. You've got to play smart, and that's one thing that the Bears probably will focus a lot on is their defense, and Serena has really worked on defense lately, and that's key right now.
Well, right now, both managers have come out to home plate for the meeting with the umpires, and they're going over the grounds rule, so we're minutes away from the first pitch. The Black Bears will be batting first, and it'll be, we'll have hits, runs, and everything because they do a fantastic job here. They got a beautiful scoreboard out in left field, beyond the left field marker. The measurements are 210 feet straightaway center field and 200 down the lines. Typical softball measurements. And this is just a well-manicured grounds here. The playing surface is outstanding here at Western Carolina University.
It's a beautiful facility. I just like to just take this one and put it in Canton. The stands, the press box, and everything. We just move the whole thing over to Canton and put it over there.
and the Canton faithful would pack it in.
Oh, yeah, they would.
Every time they play. But the one thing that I enjoy, as I'm looking over the stands, is a lot of the Franklin team is still remaining here because they want to watch who they're going to play tomorrow at 5:30 in the championship game. And if it's the Pisgah Black Bears, we'll have that game live at 5:30, weather permitting, in a 5:15 pregame show here on WPTL 920 AM. Right?
It wouldn't be the end of time if they lost to Franklin, because we lost three times last year and still won the state championship. So I think people would take the three losses and win the state championship. It's just like when basketball, when you play in a conference, you'll take a loss earlier. It's not how you start, it's how you finish, you know? So let's just finish up strong, and I think that's what the Bears are saying now. Let's finish strong.
Well, they're going to go through, I believe it's the announcements of the starting lineups and the player introductions. And, Ron, what's going through Pisgah's mind right now?
Well, you want them to be focused. You want them being, but not uptight. You know, not too tense that they over, you know, they cause problems. You see the girls laughing and they're cutting up. So that's a good thing. You want them to be calm, relaxed, play their game. Logan Matthews has got to pitch well today. She pitched well against North over at North, and she pitched well at North against North at Pisgah, and that was probably better at Pisgah than over there. So she's got to get her job done, and she's got to have to let her defense, don't worry about it, let her defense play for her.
So now, as they're introducing the players, We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back after a few messages. This is Chuck Friedman's Around the Bird here on WPTL 920 AM.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Canton is your home, and now it's ours too. The Midwest Urgent Care Center at exit 31 off I-40 is now open. Urgent care is convenient and fast, and now it's new in Canton. Let the physicians, nurses, and staff of Midwest care for your urgent health care needs in a brand new space located just off the interstate by Sagebrush Steakhouse. Visit www.midwesthealth.org or call 452-8077. Midwest. Excellence. Our passion.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, welcome back here to the campus of Western Carolina University and the Catamount Softball Complex specifically here in Cullowhee, North Carolina, as they're wrapping up the player introductions of the North Henderson Knights. And after this, we'll have the Star Spangled Banner. That's what I'm taking it. And, you know, what we have is a cool, and now the sky was overcast, and it's breaking up. We do see blue skies as the sun is setting to our, over the left field side of this complex and over the, through the mountains. And it's about 65 degrees when the first pitch goes. So this is going to be beautiful weather for this semifinal game. And, Ron, you know, this kind of gets you ready for playoff softball because the first round of the state playoffs is Friday.
Yeah, I really hope we play well. I really hope these girls step up to the plate tonight and be focused and just come out. What we need to do is we need to hit the ball first thing. We need to put the pressure on them and then give Logan some runs to work with. And once she gets better as the game goes along, and so if we can get out and get us some runs and help her out, that'll help this team out.
Well, they, you know, already played the Star Spangled Banner for the first semifinal, and that's for both games. So we're not have the Star Spangled Banner, and we'll get right into the game as Ashley Sargent goes inside the circle to start a warm-up tosses. It'll be Galleon, Hudson, and Irvin leading off here in the top of the first inning and scheduled to face Ashley Sargent. And, you know, again, we call the leadoff hitter, the number two, and the eight and the nine, the table setters. They want to get
table setters.
The table setters to get on and let the thumpers come and clean it off. Sargent completes her warm-up tosses, and Nicholson throws it down to second. We're ready for some semifinal softball here from Cullowhee, North Carolina.
And Mahala Irvin has this little ritual she does with Coach Goodwin every time she goes up to bat. She has to do it or she won't bat.
It'll be leading off. Will be left fielder Taylor Galleon comes into this ball game batting 235. Only a junior. Sargent's first pitch. Squares around, bunts it down the third base line. Throws over to first in time to get Galleon. One pitch, one out here in the top of the first inning.
Well, like you say, we got to get the table setters on, and sometimes a bunt, you know, you take your chances with a bunt. We do it, we catch the defense sometimes sleeping, and we get on, they cause an error. You put your pressure on your defense.
Hannah Hudson's up to the plate. Sargent's first pitch, all hot. We have an excellent view here in the press box.
I wish we had this down in state when we did the playoffs last year.
We're right behind the home plate. Swung on and lined over to the third baseman, Megan Smith. She throws over to first. As Hudson got all of it, but hit it right at Smith, the third baseman. She's retired, and that's two putouts by the third baseman, Megan Smith.
But you know, two outs doesn't rattle Fisgan. They do most of their damage with two outs.
Now it's going to be Mahala Irvin. 400 on the season. Big cut and a miss on a changeup. Got out in front of it. Nice pitch by Sargent, 0-1. Irvin, 8 home runs, 19 ribbies on the season. So Sargent's next pitch way outside. We saw a lot of that in the last game,
yeah.
First round game from Bavard. Keeping the ball away from this slugger, batting in the three hole for Pisgah. Swung on and lifted up into the infield. Ashley Sargent comes in a few steps from the circle, catches that, hauls that in, and that's all for the Black Bears as they're retired in order. No runs, no hits, and no errors.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball, sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor of the President's Award, by B. Allen Construction of Candler, Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, by MedWest Health System, the new Canton Urgent Care, now open in Canton at Exit 31 beside the Sagebrush.
Look, do you think there's a little nerves right here?
I don't think so. I think Pisgah was just trying too hard. They're more relaxed. We'll see. I'll see in this inning when we start pitching, and you can tell more when they're on defense.
One of the players for Pisgah that has really turned it on late in the season has been Logan Matthews, not only with her pitching, but also with her bat. And she's on a five-game tear where she has just belted five home runs in the last five games.
And she's usually a spark that gets the engine going. Got to have something to get them going, a defensive play, a home run, something like that. And it seems like it's contagious with Pisgah.
Well, it'll be Ellie Caldwell, Johnny Petrie, and Caleb Banks scheduled up for the Knights to face Logan Matthews here in the bottom of the first inning. No score.
Logan's doing some of her warm-ups now. It's kind of curious to see. The first one's about way over to Mayla's head. And she laughed it off, so that's a good sign.
Might be one of those Bull Durham moments where you hit the mascot.
Yeah.
Just do what I tell you. Newt LaRouche hit the mascot. And then when the batter gets in there, the catcher, Mahala Irvin, says, I don't know where this pitch is coming.
I don't
have any clue where this pitch is going to be.
She could be doing that.
Don't dig in against her.
Yeah.
We're ready to start the bottom of the first inning. It'll be Ellie Caldwell, the center fielder for the Knights. A fine hitting team this night. They come in swinging a bat, having a .345 team batting average. Matthews is ready for her first pitch to Caldwell, and that's high for a ball.
She likes to pitch high and low because it either pops up or grounds out. So that's her M.O.
Matthews ready for pitch number two, and that's fouled back behind the press box. And we do have a screen.
Yeah.
So anything that comes over, beautiful softball complex. This is a treat for the team as Matthews is ready. Gets a sign a little long, and it's a 1-1 offering. Swung on and missed. That was a curveball.
She was waiting on Mahala. Mahala waits till the batter sets up before she gives the sign to see where she's going to set in the box. Sometimes they creep up.
So that will be one ball, two strikes on Caldwell. Here's her pitch. Grounded over to Caitlin Hanna. That's just foul. Hanna got it, stepped over the line. And it's not where the fielder is. It's where the ball is,
yeah,
in relation to when she fields it. And that was about a foot foul, a little dribbler. Keeps the count at one ball, two strikes. Matthews is ready. The big windup, the pitch, swung on and lifted to center field. Bianca Burnett casually comes in and just hauls that in for out number one.
That's a beautiful play by Bianca. She broke on the ball immediately, so she was in position to get it. It was easy for her.
Now to bring up Johnny Petrie, the shortstop, who has just feasted on Pisgah pitching. This girl can hit the ball.
She's not very big either.
Matthews ready to go. Here's her first pitch to Petrie, and that's driven down the right field line, but that falls foul.
We got a lot of foul territory over to your right and your left. The foul areas are really large.
That pitch was on the outside part of the plate, and Petrie just kind of stuck her bat out there. So it's 0-1. And here's the next pitch by Matthews, swung on, and that's lifted foul and out of play.
And that was Matthew's screwball. Her daddy said that's probably her best pitch.
Matthew's only a junior. We're ready to go. Here's her 0-2 offering. Swung on, and that is popped up to Sidney Parrish in foul territory. Parrish, the first baseman, hauls that in for out number two. Little bloop pop-up.
Well, that's what you want. You want your pitcher to put it in play, let your defense go get it for you. And that's what she's doing. She's either popping them up, or we haven't seen a ground nut yet, but most of them are being popped up right now.
Kayla Banks now steps in, checks into the right-hand side batter's box. She's the left fielder, batting number in the third spot. Pitches low and inside for a ball.
You could tell how Mahala was setting up. She was leaning to the inside. She knew that ball was going inside. A little bit too much inside.
Matthews ready to go. Here's her pitch. High for ball two. Trying to be careful to the number three hitter. This young lady can stroke.
Mahala framed that for him a while.
Two balls. No strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and that is lifted high into left center field. Burnett comes running in, and she hauls that in for the third out of the inning. So that's all. No runs, no hits, no errors. We move to the top of the second with no score. We'll be back after these messages.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Catamount Sports Complex. Micah James just led off with a shot to the fence, but his hit so hard and the fielders are so bad that she only got a single on that one. So she leads off with a sharp single, and that's going to be Caitlin Hanna now. Big cut and a miss by Hanna, who comes in with five dingers.
They started her off with a changeup because they know that she can hit it, and they thought she'd be waiting on the fastball, and she was.
James on first, Hanna at the plate, Matthews on deck. Swung on and fouled. Line drive down the third baseline. So Hanna finds herself in a hole to Sergeant 0-2.
Coach Leatherwood was way out there. He about hit him again. He moves inside. Now he moves back out, so...
Sergeant gets her sign. Here's the pitch. Ball in the dirt. Big secondary lead. Now, in baseball, we take a secondary lead. When you take them, that's your original lead? Take, you know,
yeah.
Jump off the base? They have, okay.
But they have to come back.
Pitch is just outside. Just missed. Laid off, so it's 2-2. Hanna started to go after it and held up. Run around first, nobody out. It swung on and lifted high, but foul. Over, just missed the batting cage, and we see that at the patented Caitlin Hanna foul ball.
She did that last week, and we told her to straighten it out a little bit. She did, and it went next pitch was a home run.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, that's gone. And you just called it, Rhonda. No doubter, home run number 32 for Caitlin Hanna, number 6 on the year for the senior. And with one swing of the senior's bat, Caitlin Hanna, the score, Pisgah 2. North Tennyson, nothing.
I'm not psychic, folks. I promise you that, but it's the exact same. It's her MO. She hits one deep like that, out. The next one, she just gets her timing down. The next one's going to be about in the same area, but it's going to be fair.
So that puts them at 32 home runs for a team on the season, three away from tying the state record set by T.C. Robertson in 2010 of 35. Swung out and fouled back and out of play by Matthews. Matthews, the team leader, with 9 home runs on the season.
She has really got her back going lately.
That ball by Hannah put into a charge and hit it well over the scoreboard out in left field. Here's Matthews, the pitch. Just missed low for a ball. 1-1.
That's Caitlin. You know, you have a picture in her in the paper of that swing. That is a beautiful swing.
Swung on and lifted high, towering to the second baseman. She camps underneath that. That would be an out there. I'm looking for the second baseman. She's been DH'd, and I don't have that. So that'll be a pop-up to the second baseman for out number one, and that's going to bring up Michaela Tipton, the designated hitter, DH'ing for Sydney Paris, who's the first baseman for Piskun. Tipton 4 bombs on the season. Takes a pit high for a ball.
And she has a real good eye, too. She's just been struggling of late at the plate. But I think this kid will come through in the...
Swung on and lifted into the infield as Petrie camps underneath that at shortstop. And she calls that in, so that's a second out. And that will bring up Sheridan Presley, who's also on a tear. Hit a mild slump. She was leading the team with a 474 batting average, and she saw her batting average slump down to 374. And then brought it back up to 420. Swung on, and she lifts that into shallow center field. And that great play by the second baseman going back out into shallow right field. Backhands it, and that's all for the Black Bears. But they do get 2 runs thanks to Caitlin Hannah's 6th home run of the season, a 2-run jack. And Tiska leads the North Henderson Knights 2-0.
Tiska Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Midwest Health Systems, by the new Canton Urgent Care, now open in Canton at exit 31 right beside the Sagebrush, by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, by B. Allen Construction of Candler Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, and by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford Top Honor President Award. And I just got my truck this week from Ken Wilson. I'm telling you right now, go down to the used car lot. If you don't want to buy new, go see Herman and Jeff. They're the managers down there. And talk to Ronnie Brown. Tell them you need what you need, and they'll fix you up. They did us. So me and my husband got a real nice truck, and I'm very pleased with it.
Well, we'll start the bottom of the second inning. Scheduled out for the Knights will be Nicholson, Smith, and Matthews. Not Logan, but no relation is Cheyenne Matthews. She'll be batting 3rd in this inning, 6th in the lineup for North Henderson, as they went down in order.
Been a lot of Matthews on the field. Mike Matthews coaching.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike Matthews, the manager for the West Henderson team, who has rejuvenated the Falcon softball program. So it's going to be Nicholson, the cleanup hitter and catcher for the Knights, to face Matthews here in the bottom of the second inning. Piskun leads 2-0. First pitch is swung on and fouled against the netting. 0-1. Bianca Burnett playing straight away. Taylor Gallion out in left field. A little over to the line. To the left hand hitting Nicholson. Next pitch, fastball high and outside for a ball, 1-1.
We noticed when Piskun gets ready to pitch, even the outfield is ready to play. That's what I'm impressed with.
Big windup, here's the pitch, and that's lined to the right hand, Emma Hudson, who came in on 3 steps and hauled it right off their kneecaps. That ball was scorched. She put a charge in it, but she just hit it right at the right fielder, Hannah Hudson. So that'll be out number one here in the bottom of the second inning.
Couldn't have played that any better. Hannah Hudson's just sitting there waiting on it, saying, come to me.
Be another left-handed hitter, Megan Smith. Swung on and dribbled over to Sydney Parrish. She just scoops that up and steps on first for an unassisted putout. And that's the second out of the inning, and that's going to bring up designated hitter Cheyenne Matthews.
She's getting what she wants, Logan is. She's getting them to ground out, pop up. That's what you want. Let your defense play.
Cheyenne Matthews, the DH, and the outfielders, I noticed, just backed up a few steps. This girl has some pop. Mm. Matthews versus Matthews, and they spell it both with one T. Pitch just in the dirt, and she hits her on the ankle. So she'll go down to first base as the pitcher, Matthews, was upset with the way she threw that. She tried to bring it inside, but just got too much of the inside part of the batter's box and hit Cheyenne Matthews with the first pitch, and that's going to bring up Kim Cannon, the sensational pitcher who tore her bicep and has now been moved to first base. She'll also bat from the left-hand side, batting with an open stance. Matthews pitching, that's line to Bianca Burnett, who just comes running in. That was scorched also. But Burnett was right there on the run and hauls that in, so that's all for the Knights as they strand a runner. And as we put two innings in the book, it's Pisgah 2, North Henderson nothing. We'll be back after these messages.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
MedWest Sports Medicine is the official sports medicine provider for all the student athletes of Haywood County. That means our physician, Dr. Chris Catterson, and the sports medicine physical therapist and athlete trainers are there for you on the sidelines at the games. MedWest is once again offering free sports physicals for student athletes in Haywood County on Tuesday, May 29th at the MedWest Health and Fitness Center. Visit MedWestHealth.org or call 452-8077.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. We're in the top of the third. Bianca Burnett leading off has a 2-0 count. She grounds one through the hole and out to left field. So a single, a leadoff single for Burnett here in the bottom of the third, and we're back up to the top of the lineup, and Taylor Gallion, who's 0-for-1 in this game, who tried to bunt her first time up and was thrown out by Megan Smith.
Now here comes the table setters. If we can get through these two, you got Irvin coming up.
Lays one down, picked up. That's fair ball. Throws over to second and not in time. So that'd be a fielder's choice for Burnett, the catcher. Taylor Nicholson came up, picked it up off the plate, and the manager for North Tennyson's coming out to protest that call, and the umpire's telling her she picked it up off the plate. Nicholson threw a strike there to second to try and get Burnett the lead runner.
So the plate's fair territory.
Yeah. And so now runners on first and second, nobody out, and that's going to bring up Hannah Hudson. Hudson takes strike one right down the heart of the plate.
They didn't, the defense didn't know what Hannah was going to do. They ran in, then they ran back.
Burnett at second, Gallion at first. Swung on and lifted foul and out of play. So now, Hannah Hudson falls behind to Sargent, 0-2 in the count. We're in the top of the third. Pisgah leads North Henderson 2-0, thanks to Caitlin Hannah's sixth home run of the season. 32nd bomb for the team.
Well, they're going to at least face one thumper.
Ready to go, Sargent. Swung on the line right to the shortstop, and then nobody. Everybody dives back in. Great play by Johnny Petrie. Just Hannah Hudson hit a rocket right at her, head high. So she's out on the line out to the shortstop. That's going to bring up Mahala Irvin and one out here.
Well, This is what you want. You got two thumpers here waiting and drive in some more runs to put a big lead on.
Swung on and lifted. Left center field. Could be. It's gone. But Hayward Erdman swinging on the first pitch. Hits her ninth home run of the season and the 33rd of the quarter team. And the Black Bears are going to make a bid for the state record, it looks like, Rhonda.
It does. It looks like they're hammering on that state record right now. They flew away, and this is just the third inning, so.
So 33 home runs for the team. The state record's 35.
And with that home run, Mahala Irvin just tied Izzy McQuarrie for the career home run lead in Western North Carolina, which they both like five, tying that record.
That's number 25 on the career for the junior catcher who's heading over to Gardner-Webb to play softball, and that's going to be Micah James. Swung on in line to center field, and the Black Bears are coming out swinging here in the top of the third with a 5-0 lead.
I'm telling you, if I was a pitcher, I would not want to see Caitlin Hannah coming to the plate right now.
So Hannah, who hit a two-run bomb over the scoreboard in left field.
Ever since that West Henderson game, their bats have really come alive.
And ready to go is Hannah. Here's the pitch, ball in the dirt. One out here in the top of the third, three runs in already. Thank you to Mahala Irvin on her three-run jack to left center field. Here's the pitch to Hannah, and that's low in the dirt again, as they're being very careful to the senior, and
you know,
quite frankly, you can't be with Logan Matthews on deck.
No, it gets worse.
Here's the pitch. Big cut. She was looking for home run number 7. Just got a piece of it and chopped it foul. Holy smokes. She had a cut on that one. She has the fastest hands. It looks so like she's about ready to fall asleep at the plate. And just unleashes. Pit, just backed her up, came
and
in tight.
That barely missed her.
3-1. Again, Matthews on deck. James at first, who lined a single to center. Hannah at the plate. Here's a 3-1 offering. Foul back. She swung at foul 4. That was way inside.
She knows it too. She shook her head at Coach Leatherwood and said, I know it.
So that's 3-2 to the senior third baseman from Piscataway. Sergeant ready to go. Here's a pitch. Dribbled out in front of Sergeant. She goes over to second base and forces James. Nice play by the pitcher. A little dribble comebacker to Sergeant. She just whirls and throws the Petrie at second, and James is erased.
She got her inside on the hand, so the ball, she couldn't extend her arms out and get that big swing.
That's 2 outs, and now it's going to be Logan Matthews, who's now tied for the lead. First pitch is dribbled up to the plate. Matthews, 9 home runs, 15 RBIs. Irvin, that's 3-run bomb, has 9 home runs and 21 RBIs now. Next pitch is dribbled, and down to second goes Caitlin Hannah. She jogs down to second as it gets away from Taylor Nicholson. She tried to block it, but just bounced off her chest protector and her face mask. And Hannah took advantage of that, puts her in a better position from the score from second.
Yeah, kind of rolled up her chest and up her face mask and bounced off.
33 home runs on the season for the team. Swung on that house, dribbled over to second base, and then flipped over to first to retire Logan Matthews. And she's mad at herself.
She's mad at herself because she knew that was ball 4. She swung outside.
So that's all for Piscataway. They do get 3 runs in the top of the third and now lead the North Henderson Knights 5-0 as we move to the bottom of the third.
Piscataway Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by B. Allen Construction of Candler, Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford Top Honor Award, the President's Award, by Midwest Health Systems, and by the New Canton Urgent Care Center, now open in Canton at Exit 31 beside the Sagebrush, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville. We'd like to give a big thanks to all our sponsors. They're going to be with us through the playoffs, all of them, and we thank every one of them for that.
So it'll be 8-9-1 for North to face Matthews here in the bottom of the third. It'll be Ashley Sargent, Chelsea Cannon, and then back up to the top of the order, Ellie Caldwell. Matthews, through 2 innings, has only 1 blemish, and that's hit Cheyenne Matthews.
Yeah.
She has not allowed a hit, but has not struck out any.
You know what, jinx her now.
Nights.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Oh, we can say it. You just don't want to say it in the dugout. I've always said that. You can say it on the broadcast. You just don't want to say it in that dugout. All those folks, if it gives up her first hit, they're going to blame us.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be the one that gets all the blame for that one now.
Funny thing was is that I remember at a Tennessee ball game, and Jonathan Crompton was going for a school record of passes thrown, completed or passes thrown without throwing an interception, and as soon as I texted it, it hit off one of his receivers and got picked. He fell one shot. Here's Matthews ready to face Sargent. First pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. Janet Crompton has never let me live that down. She claims I jinxed them.
Yeah, you did.
Here's the 1-0 offering.
Ooh.
In the dirt, almost hit Sargent.
She wants a towel or a ball or something.
Matthews.
Time.
And she wants to wipe off something. I was going to say, Matthews is, it looked like she was still angry at the fact that she had that check swing dribbler over to second base.
Mm-hmm. She can put it, the rule is the towel has to be in the back of the pants for the pitcher because of hiding the ball. They don't want anything to take away a distract from the ball. So the towel can be in the back.
So she asked for a towel from the dugout, got it, just tucked it in. Sort of like the old days when the center came up and had a towel there for his quarterback. Here's a pitch, and that's fouled back into the screen, and that was a much better pitch by Logan Matthews. So it's two balls, one strike on Ashley Sargent, her pitching counterpart in this game. 5-0 Pisgah here in the bottom of the third. Ooh, nice little curveball just missed on the outside part of the plate. We have a great view back here.
Oh, we do. This is great. I was telling my husband right before this, I said, man, I can see the ball really good up here.
3-1 offering coming. That's in the third, so she walks Sargent. And 5 pitches, and that's going to bring up Chelsea Cannon, the right fielder. The lights are on.
And it's a little dew in the air, and that's the reason why she's having trouble with the ball. It's a lot of moisture in the air.
This facility is built up against a mountain. Center field has got a great batter's eye of a mountain. Swung and bunted, and that's picked up foul by Sydney Paris. As Cannon trying to move the runner over on a sack bunt, just bumps it foul towards the first baseline. Paris was read the top of the hands and came running in. But when it hit the dirt, squirted over into foul territory. So here we go with the 0-1 offering by Matthews. Just missed inside and low, 1-1. Great crowd here. Capacity, standing room only at Western Carolina University. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and that's bunted foul back into the net. As Matthews threw a rise ball.
And that's what happens when you throw a rise ball on the bunt. It goes either straight up or right over behind you. Foul.
So makes the count 1-2. There's still nobody out. And Sargent on first base. Here's the pitch. A changeup just missed. Framed by Irvin, but the umpire didn't buy it.
She's not politicking him today. That'll probably come later.
Evens the count at 2-2. Matthews ready to go. Here's a pitch. Swung on and lined. And it hits the runner. Picks it up and then steps on first. That's a double play.
Wow.
The ball hit Sargent running from first to second. It was scorched. And Paris picked up. No, that is not. They are saying that it's a dead ball. The runner is out. That is a correct ruling by the umpires. As it ricocheted back to Paris, who picked it up, that runner is out. And then Paris steps on first, but the moment it hits the runner, it's a dead ball.
Mm-hmm.
First pitch is a strike.
Softball is so much different from baseball.
Swung on and missed. 0-2 now to Ellie Caldwell.
Logan is pitching extremely hard. Her momentum carried her to the third base side on that pitch.
ready to go. Here's the 0-2 pitch, just inside, missed low. Didn't miss by much, but it was inside. So it's one ball, two strikes, one out, runner on first for North Tennyson. High fastball. Irvin leaps to get that one. Logan Matthews trying to put a little onto that.
Yeah, you heard her.
A little extra.
Yeah, a little extra.
Ready to go with the 2-2 offering here. Curveball just missed outside, 3-2. So Caldwell fell behind 0-2 in the count and worked her way back to an advantageous position. She walks her way up high. So Matthews suddenly cannot find the plate. And Irvin goes out to talk to her her pitcher.
It might be a mix-up on the signs.
So two walks. Interference call. If I'm calling to my scorebook, that is considered a base hit, if I'm not mistaken, but the runner is out. I have to check that. That's going to bring up Johnny Petrie, who popped up to the first baseman her first time up. She squares around the front. Irvin picks it up, throws over to Presley covering first. That golden glove of Presley just hauled that in.
I tell you, it's hard to get anything down in front of home plate with Mahala. She is so quick. She jumped up out of her stance and had that nailed down.
That runners will move up now to second and third, and that's going to bring up Caleb Banks, the left fielder. One swing of this slugger's bat, and they're back into the ballgame. Swung on and fouled out of play. Irvin picked that ball up, which was about 3 feet in, 3 or 4 feet in front of home plate. And before Presley got there, she threw the ball on a, she just threw a rocket to first. And Presley got it while running to the bag and to step on it. Curveball up high.
And that's something that Sheridan's had to work on, being second base and working with the catcher of quality of Mahala Irvin.
So it's one ball, one strike, two outs, runners at second and third. Matthew's trying to get herself out of this jam and cannot find the strike zone, way outside and high. Makes the count 2-1. Kayla Banks popped up to center field her first time. She's 0-1. Swung on, and that is lifted to left field over the head of Taylor Gatt. She got this on the dead run to the front with the warning track.
Oh, mercy.
Tremendous play by the left fielder, Taylor Gatt, to get Matthews out of this jam. That was destined for extra bases, and two runs were going to score, but no. Taylor Gatt said that isn't the way it goes. So no runs for the night. They strand two as we complete three innings. Pisgah 5, North Tennyson 0.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
MedWest Sports Medicine has expanded. Check out our new location in the brand new building on the campus of MedWest Haywood. You can see Dr. Chris Catterson in his new office, conveniently located between the fitness center and the hospital. And now we have new sports medicine and rehab space in the MedWest Urgent Care Center in Canton at exit 31 off I-40. It's the MedWest Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Clinic, located in the MedWest Urgent Care Center, Canton. Visit MedWestHealth.org or call 452-8077.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back as we've got a quick start to the top of the fourth inning as Michaela Tipton lined a single to left field to lead off the top of the fourth. And now it's Sheridan Presley at the plate with a 1-0 count on her. Swung on, and that's lined to right field. Nice hit by Tina Cobb, as we call her. This girl comes to play. She lives to hit.
Yes, she does. She's a lefty. We didn't have many lefties last year, so it's hard to get used to a lefty. But she puts it in the right field about every time. She's got a great swing.
So back-to-back singles to lead off the top of the fourth by Michaela Tipton, and Sheridan Presley brings up Bianca Burnett. Burnett singled her last time up. Takes ball one in the dirt. Swung on and lifted out of play. Evens the count at 1-1.
We got the table setters coming up now.
On deck is Taylor Gallion, Bianca Burnett, the senior. Swung on and that goes line. Past the third baseman. Peachy tries to flip and they force. Great play by the shortstop. Ricocheted off the glove of Megan Smith at third over to Peachy, and she just flipped it back to Megan Smith to force out Michaela Tipton for the first out, and Bianca Burnett just hit a liner down there. What hopper.
That was a great recovery by Smith because she was down on the ground, had to get up and cover third after it bounced off of her.
Now
it
brings up Taylor Gallion. Starts to swing at a high fastball, but lays off for ball one. One out. Runners at first and second. Pisgah trying to build on to their 5-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. Swung up. That is line. Oh, just foul. Foul down the left field line as she chopped at a high fastball.
That would have been trouble because it was in that corner.
That was at least one run.
At least. Oh, that BB at first. No, that's two.
Very
she got that run at stake there.
On one pitch is way outside, 2-1.
So you know she can make it home from first.
Gallion. Ready to go. Here she squares around. At least one down the far first baseline. That's going to be an infield bunt.
Oh, man.
Great play to load the bases. Gallion caught Megan Smith napping after hitting a scorcher right at her. I mean, Megan, I don't blame her. She's had one scorcher at her, and then one went right over her head, and Gallion just picked the right moment, just laid a beautifully executed bunt for an infield single.
She caught her leaning backwards at third, and then she laid that bunt down just perfectly down third baseline, and everybody was running.
Hannah Hudson's at the plate now. Swung on, and she scorches one pass. Throws to the plate. Not in time. She's safe. Here comes Burnett, and she scores. It's a ball. Just to reset it, Hannah Hudson hit a rocket. Hit a rocket down, and she said she did not tag, and Smith fell back. Came up off of her knee at third base, and there's going to be some argument here.
Yeah.
There's a field umpire telling the manager for North Tennyson that she tagged first, and he said no, she didn't. Or tagged third base. He said no, she didn't. So they're going to converse right now, the two umpires, to see if he missed that call.
She did tag the base, but I don't think she had control of the ball, and I think that's what they're saying.
Right. But the set is that Hannah Hudson hit a rocket, one hopper to Megan Smith, and they say she's safe, so two runs have scored here.
And I think what it was is she did not have control of the ball. If you tag, you've got to have it in your glove and control of it.
And the throw got away at the plate as Sheridan Presley came in sliding. And then Burnett never stopped as she round third and hauled, and this may be all for Ashley Sargent is, might have a pitching change. Already the Black Bears have scored two runs in this inning and upped their lead to 7-0.
So we're going to have the meeting of the minds at the mound or the center of the circle. But, yeah, I think that's what the call the ump was saying, is she did not have control of the ball when she tagged the third. And she came up immediately and threw it. But she picked it up and threw it. So she didn't have control of it.
All right.
runs on the play and up their lead to 7-0. And they're going to have a pitching change.
West Henderson is a totally different, North Henderson is a totally different team without Kim Cannon in the circle.
So a new pitcher, as we're trying to look for that, don't have that number. Rhonda's going to try and get the new pitcher, the name of the new pitcher.
We have a comedian. Our PA announcer here. The folks have been giving him a hard time about not getting the score up on the scoreboard fast enough. Bless his heart. He's trying as hard as he can, and our official scorekeepers do not know the name of this young lady picking the pitch.
So one out here in the fielder's choice there. Galleon is at third. We were all set now. Mahala Irvin's up to the plate. She throws down there, not in time. Nice play by, and it gets away. But Taylor Galleon stays at third. The throw from Megan Smith at third as they tried to pick her off, Taylor Galleon at third base.
And she wasn't ready to run, so it was a smart move by her to stay.
7-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. Already a pitching change. Irvin already with a home run. 9 on the season, 25 in her career.
And they're pitching her inside. They're either going to pitch her inside or outside. They're not going to give her anything down the middle.
2-0 in the count. Ready to go. Runners at second and third, only 1-0. Ball in the dirt. Irvin lays off on it. She was ready to go, so it's 3-0. Time is called as Nicholson goes out to her new pitcher. We're going to get that name of that new pitcher momentarily. So two runs in on a wild fourth inning already.
And I said earlier in the pregame that who made the least mistakes would win the game.
Irvin set. So is the new pitcher for North Henderson. Here's the pitch. Swung, ooh, big cut, just got over top of it and lined a foul up against the fence down the left field line.
Oh, she wanted that one.
So they gave her the green light on 3-0. Now it's 3-1.
3-1.
Ready to go. Irvin said, here's the pitch. Big cut, changeup, misses it. Boy, she was on that one.
She was kind of smiling about that one. Okay, you caught me on that one.
3-2 to the slugger with 9 on the season, 25 in her career. Ready to go. Swung and dribbled over to Petrie and at the shortstop over to first. Not in time. Here comes Galleon. She's going to score from third base on the throw to first. So Irvin beats it out for an infield single.
I tell you, Irvin is fast, too. She don't look it, but she is extremely fast.
And that's going to make the score 8-0 for Pisgah.
And as soon as they threw the ball to first, Galleon took off.
That's going to bring up Micah James, who has 2 singles, 2 for 2 in this game. James has 5 homers on the season. Here's the pitch way outside as Irvin goes down to second, throw went to third.
They was trying to catch him off guard with the double steal, thinking they would throw to second.
And that was Hannah Hudson, who's at third base now, so stolen base. Swung on, trip, all that, looked like just off the end of the bat. I was about ready for another home run call, but that looked like it was a shot. But
she's
just
shaking her hand. It must have been off her hand.
Yeah, it was at the end of the bat.
Yeah, she is shaking her hand.
She had a big cut, but that ball went about halfway down the line from third base to the foul pole. And the left fielder, Kayla Banks, is up against the wall. Next pitch is high for a ball. Change up. Makes the count 2-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on and lined to center field. That's going to be caught in the throw in as Hannah Hudson broke in instead of going back. So not a sack fly. That's going to bring up Caitlin Hanna on the line out to center field by Micah James for the second out in this inning. Hanna, two-run home run.
We're going to get a curtsy runner for Mahala since there's two outs now. So we're going to get Casey Brown coming in, run from Mahala so she can get all her gear on so that we don't cause a delay in the game.
Casey Brown, the courtesy runner for the catcher. Two out, runners at second and third. Brown now at second, and Hanna Hudson over at third. Caitlin Hanna, big cut and a miss. Actually, that was, I'm sorry, trying to do two different things right here. She swung at it and dribbled it foul.
New pitcher, she's got to get her timing down on it.
Here's the pitch to Hanna, swung on and again dribbled foul, so Walt Leatherwood flips over to Megan Smith. Three runs here in the fourth, three runs in the third, and two runs in the second is the eight-run total for Pistons. Swung on and again dribbled foul. Hanna out in front of all the pitches, just getting pieces of it.
She's getting her timing down. She'll knock one up and foul here in a minute. One of those big, long foul ones.
You called for
the
last
shot.
Now you're calling this shot. 8-0 Pisgah here in the top of the fourth inning. Pitcher's ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on it. But now you're calling this. This was all shot down the left field line and out of play.
She's getting there. She's getting her timing down.
All
just,
right.
Just a little bit longer.
Babe Rusa calling the shot for Caitlin Hanna here. And again, dribble fouls. Hanna hanging in there with an 0-2 count. Fouling everything off.
It's about five pitches, six pitches now?
Waiting for you to emphatically call it, call her shot for it. Oh, we're having fun at the old ballpark here. Here's the pitch to Hanna. Oh, man, that curving foul. That would have been a home run. Come on, Rhonda. I don't hear you.
She's getting it now. It's just about time. She needs straightening out. It's just a little bit to the left. We'll straighten it out to the right a little bit.
Ready to go. Here's the pitch. Swung out of lifted again, and another one curving foul.
More to the right. We need a little bit more to the right.
Hanna making a bid. 33 team home runs, two away from tying the state record of 35, which was set by T.C. Robertson in 2010.
She's straight. The last two out. We're about there now. It's coming.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and locked over to Peachy Run Hopper. That's going to get a run in. We're going to wait for the ruling on that. Before we call it, Peachy went deep in the hole.
They call it a hit.
It'll be a hit for Hanna, so an RBI single, and that will be 24 RBIs. So that drives in Hanna Hudson from third. That was hitting the hole. Peachy made every effort to get it, just off her glove.
It was hard hit, too.
And that's going to bring up Logan Matthews with runners on first and second and a 9-0 lead. High and in tight for a ball. Four runs here in the fourth.
It's about time for Logan to get one. She's been batting well. She's just been hitting at people.
She's in a tie for the lead with Mahala Irvin.
Mm-hmm.
9 home runs each. Here's the pitch, way outside, and dribbled to the plate. So now it's two balls, no strikes, with two outs, and the runners on the corners. Here's the pitch, way up high, ball three. Hanna, who singled her second hit of the game, drove in a run at first. Casey Brown is a courtesy runner. Here's the pitch. Called strike.
She
taken all the way.
She was taken on that one.
So it's three balls, one strike with two outs. Top of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Big cut. She was going yard. She was looking for it. She unbuttoned the top button, was taking a woman-sized cut right there.
Her dad's laughing about that one. He knows that she can't.
3-2. Two outs. Here's the pitch to Matthews, and it's in the dirt. Ball four. She loses her.
I still like to see the home run where she hands the bat to Coach Goodwin as she runs the bat.
So the bases are loaded now with two outs. And that's going to bring up Caleb Tipton.
We're going to have a courtesy runner for Logan. We're going to have Brittany Troll run for Logan now.
Brittany Troll will replace Matthews. Bases are loaded for Michaela Tipton. High for a ball.
Caitlin Hannah's cheating on the signs because she's trying to give her teammate the where it's going to be located.
One ball, no strikes. Here's a pitch. Swung. Oh, she's making a pitch. She fouled that one off. She was looking for that grand salami.
The grand salami.
Would have been the second one this season as Caitlin Hannah has the other grand slam. They still haven't found that ball she hit at the Pisgah softball complex. So it's 1-1 to Tipton. Big cut, foul back into the screen.
That ball's probably at Waterville Dam now.
Could be. Wherever that Pigeon River goes.
It goes to Waterville Dam.
Well, it's somewhere up there. You find a yellow softball, it's Caitlin Hannah. Here's the pitch. Foul back and out of play. One ball, two strikes.
Another Caitlin Hannah bat. She's fouling them off, staying alive, getting the timing down. It's just a timing thing when you see a new pitcher.
9-0 the Black Bears over the Knights. Only the top of the fourth. They batted around as Tipton started all this with a single to left. Ball in the dirt. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases are full of Black Bears and Tipton at the plate. Here's the pitch. Ball three in the dirt. Nice block by Taylor Nicholson.
The only place they could go was at home, and she had it covered very well. Balls didn't get far enough away.
Nicholson, the catcher for North Henderson, working overtime with the second pitcher here in the game. So 3-2, two outs. Runners will be moving. Here's the pitch. Ball four. So an RBI bases loaded walk for Michaela Tipton. He makes the score 10-0.
Casey Brown's been out at third for a long time. She probably thinks, whew, it's about time I got home.
So the bases will remain full for Sheridan Presley.
This is an opportunity for her to add more RBIs to her gaudy stats.
I just tell her with a 10-0 lead, take your cut. Take one, big one. Be aggressive.
She missed her home run barely by inches.
Here's the pitch. In tight for a ball. So Presley wanting to pick up some more RBIs, 14 on the season.
She's doing a little do-si-do on the plate there, trying to get away from that pitch.
Ready to go. Here's the 1-0 offering. Ball low, 2-0. So the pitcher for North Henderson, the second of the game, is having a difficult time finding the strike zone. Already, the Knights trail 10-0. Here's the pitch. Ball three.
It looked like that ball got hung in her hand once she released it.
Three balls, no strikes. I wonder if you give her the green light.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's taking all the way right down the heart of the plate for a strike, 3-1.
Now she knows that the pitch is going to come right to her.
Presley, batting 421. Ooh, swung at an inside fastball. So that makes the count 3-2 and fouled that off. Presley already 1-2 in this game, so she's upped her average to 425. Swung on and stays in there, fouls off him, protecting the plate.
Yeah.
Chopper.
Take
on the first base line.
Because you got two outs, full count, just protect the plate, let it way out of your range.
3-2, two outs, runners will be moving on the pitch. Here it comes. Swung on and lifted to right field, camping underneath it. And that will be all as Chelsea Cannon hauls that in to retire Presley for the third out of the inning, but a lot of damage, five runs, as Pisgah takes a commanding 10-0 lead as we move to the bottom of the fourth inning.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by B. Allen Construction, Candler of Candler, Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, by Midwest Health System, and by the new Canton Urgent Care, now open in Canton at exit 31 beside the Sagebrush, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waysville, and Ken Wilson Ford, winner of the Ford's top honor, the President's Award.
So moving to the bottom of the fourth inning, and Logan Matthews has not allowed a hit. And the Black Bears got five in that inning, along with five hits.
She's got such a huge lead right now. You know, if I was coach, I'd just say, pitch the ball. Let them try to hit it. Let your defense play for you. Don't be fancy. Don't need to be fancy.
Right. Do you think a long layoff hurts her? I mean, that was a long inning. Nine, 11 batters came to the plate.
I seen Tipton warming up in the bullpen over there, so I wouldn't be surprised if you don't see a pitching change maybe after this inning.
Save her for tomorrow?
Save her for tomorrow.
Okay.
But the last time we done that against Mavard, it bit us in the butt. And literally, because Tipton gave up 10 runs.
Yeah, but she was a bad day. But the thing is, you still got to have her for the playoffs. You can't shut her down because of a bad end. You got to bring her back out and see.
You got to have your confidence and show her that you got confidence in her and put her right back out there.
Because that happens to pitchers, the best of them, too. They just don't have their stuff, and they just don't pitch well.
That even happens to Major League.
The best thing for a manager is put her, you've got a confidence, she pitched well all season long, just put her right back in there.
Just put her right back in there and said, go get it.
We're ready to start the bottom of the fourth. It's going to be Nicholson, Smith, and Matthews to face Logan Matthews. Nicholson, 0-1 in the game. Swung on, and that is lifted to left field. That's back against the wall, and that's home run. So Nicholson ruins it, the no-hit bit, with a home run and ruined the shutout. First pitch swing and hit it over the left field wall.
You know, Logan's laughing about that. She knows that coach is asking her if she's all right. It's good that your team can have fun and shake it off, but coach wanted to make sure she's okay. Because she's got Michaela Tipton over in the bullpen warming up still.
This conference has some outstanding catchers.
Mm-hmm.
Madison Banks over at Tuscola is going to be a superb catcher. Taylor Nicholson is a splendid catcher for North Tennyson. You got Michaela Irvin. The list goes on and on and on of
all these
catchers that are very talented here in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference.
West Henderson's catcher is very talented.
So, first pitch to Megan Smith. There's a ball outside. A lot of lefties to face Logan Matthews. Here's the pitch.
And you know, you could be right. That long layoff could have hurt her. Got her tightened up in the shoulder.
So it's 2-0. Last pitch also missed low and away. Swung on and grounded over to Presley. Just passed her glove for a single. So North Henderson coming out to try and get back into this ball game. Megan Smith hits a shot past Presley. A little harder than what she thought, because she just kind of bent over to field it. She thought she could get it by running to it, playing it on her play side, but it was hit, scorched on the ground, and that's going to bring up Cheyenne Matthews, who was hit by a pitcher last time out. First pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. So the score now is 10-1. North Tennyson with that home run by Taylor Nicholson.
Michaela Tipton's still warming up, so that's a good sign.
Dismissed inside, ball two. The bugaboo for Matthews is making a lot of pitches and falling behind. Starting to catch up to her right now. She falls behind Cheyenne Matthews, 2-0. Late, tardy swing. She threw a letter high fastball, and it just blew it by Cheyenne Matthews, who was so tardy, hit it into the facing of the first base dugout, which is occupied by the Pisgah Black Bears.
Oh, we have a change at first base. I just noticed that. And that's
Mason McCracken. All right, Mason McCracken at first. Here's the 2-1 offering. Swung and right back at Matthews up the middle. So, three consecutive hits to start the fourth. And we knew this team would not stay quiet long. They're a great hitting team.
Mm-hmm.
Matthews got out of the way of that pitch. So now there are two runners on, nobody out, and that's going to bring up Kim Cannon.
We also got a change in left in right field, and that's Casey Brown.
Here's the pitch. high for a ball. She falls behind again.
She had this problem at Smoky Mountain the other day. She pitched real well first four innings, and then she, her back tightened up. I'm wondering if that's the same thing that's happening now.
Lifted down the third baseline, not a ball safely to the ground, hit up against the fence. So Cannon was late on the pitch. So that evens the count at 1-1. Here we go with the 1-1 offering. Change up, popped up, and just underneath, a nice grab by a Piscopi fan who throws it back to Matthews. So that is one ball, two strikes, as Cannon popped that up, and Irvin gave chase, but the law of restrainer is it just got on the other side of the netting and into the crowd. One ball, two strikes. Here we go. Here's the pitch. Dribbled and hits off Cannon, so it's a foul ball. So the count remains at 1-2. Nice crowd, Robin.
It is a nice crowd.
Lights around, beautiful
complex.
Some
of the Franklin fans have already left, but it's a nice crowd.
Ready to go. The big windup and the pitch. Swing out and miss. Oh, she just got a piece of it. So she stays in there with one ball, two strikes. And when we speak of Kim Cannon, who's hanging in there tough against Logan Matthews. Nobody out. Runners at first and second. Matthews is in a jam. She calls time to wipe off the ball.
A little moisture in there. It must be getting on the ball or when it hits the grass.
Here we go with Matthews' 1-2 offering, and that's again fouled out of play. So give Kim Cannon credit. She hangs in there tough. This complex was built $2.1 million.
Well, all you got to do is win the lottery, Chuck.
I buy my ticket. Next pitch, changeup, and a line, but foul. She was all over that changeup, let her high, hung it.
And that changed the vision of the seat now.
Yeah, but you just don't want to hang a changeup like that up, you know, let her high. You want to make that changeup down and away, if possible. Keep it low, but she hung that changeup. Cannon was all here. The pitch. Dribbled out, and that hits her again. So Cannon, hanging tough in this, continues to foul off pitches, and that makes Logan Matthews worked harder inside the circle.
Well, maybe it's warming her up, too. That long layoff from that 11-man bat.
Ready to go. Here's the pitch. Just missed outside. 2-2.
She has a couple of pitches she can play with.
Just joined us. 10-1. Pisco. We're in the bottom of the fourth. But the Knights are rallying. Way away, and that gets away. Runners move up. Wild pitch charged to Logan Matthews. So the wheels have fallen off Matthews's.
You wonder how long Serena's going to stay because she got tipped and already warmed up, ready to go.
And that's what happens when you don't pitch, get ahead in the batter.
Mm-hmm. Now she's shaking off signs.
Here we go with the 3-2 pitch. Swing out and miss on a changeup. So the confident look at Matthews strikes out Kim Cannon for the first out. Runners still remain at second and third, and that's going to bring up Ashley Sargent, the pitcher, who walked her first time up.
That was a great pitch.
Nice pitch. Fastball just brought the cheese. She dealt high, and Sargent was just swung.
She pitched fastball to... Cannon, and then went change up.
Just missed inside. 1-1, and Hogan looked in there. She didn't like the call, but it looked low, and also just missed off on the inside corner, so it makes it 1-1. Here we go, big windup, 1-1 offer. Tried to bunt it, as it was a safety squeeze. Irvin picked it up in foul territory. Bunted it just to the side of the plate, trying to manufacture some runs. The manager from North Tennessee, so Sargent is behind. Next pitch is called. Strike three.
That was a curveball.
and she stood there like a house by the side of the road and just watched it go by.
Logan's picked it up into a different gear now.
So that's the second out. And that's going to bring up the number nine hitter, Chelsea Cannon. Two outs now. Here's the pitch. Just inside. Backed her up. Matthews pitched herself in the jam. Now she's trying to pitch herself out of this jam. Here's the windup and the pitch. Foul back into the screen, evens the count up 1-1. You're right, Rhonda. She's shifted into another gear. She kind of woke her up a little bit.
She's starting to get faster in her windup. If you notice that she gets her calls faster, she gets faster in her windup. It's like it's getting warm back up now again, and her locations are getting better.
Chelsea Cannon, she's set. Matthews starts a windup. Big one. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Just a fastball on the outside part of the plate. 1-2 now.
You know, she's a daughter of a coach, so and always coaches kids are very smart.
Here's the pitch. Changeup lifted. Makes him a cracking dinner. Could be halted in foul territory, and that's all for the night. They do get a one run on the home run by Taylor Nicholson, so we'll move to the top of the fifth. The score, Pisgah 10, North Henderson 1. We'll be back after these messages.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, welcome back to the Western Carolina University Catamount Softball Complex. We've moved to the top of the fifth inning, and Pisgah leads the Knights 10-1. Leading off will be Burnett, followed by Gallion and Hudson. That's what's scheduled to face the new pitcher for North Henderson. Swung on and grounded over to Petrie at short. Throws a rocket over to retire the gazelle, Bianca Burnett, for the first out in the inning.
Coming to the plate for Pisgah.
They got our table setters coming up. They're trying to get somebody on because you thumpers will be coming not far behind there.
Megan Smith creeps in on Taylor Gallion. And she's swinging at the first pitch and cranks it. I'd like to see one of these table setters hit a round tripper.
Yeah, boy.
Gallion way out in front of that fastball. Here's the pitch. Swing in line past Megan Smith. She just doesn't know where to play. Taylor Gallion, as that was foul, that skipped and went just about a hair past the bag in foul territory.
Exactly like her last bat. She fouled one line down the base and then fouled one over her head. And then the next thing she does, bumps, and then she's on. She catches her off guard.
Megan Smith was playing in two steps closer than what she is right now, so she's backed up. She looks over the bench. What do you want me to play her, coach? She kind of wipes her brows. Taylor Gallion has just been sending rockets down there. She's hugging the line. We'll see if she moves in. What Gallion does on this 0-2 pitch. And here it comes. Way outside. Ball one.
They were looking to see if she's going to buzz that time.
On deck. Hannah Hudson. Might get a pitch hitter.
Ooh.
Hits off of her hand. And that's foul.
Hit off the...
Yeah, hit knob of the bat.
The knob of the bat.
Somebody's got to tell Taylor to act like it hit her hand and got down to first base. Don't stand there.
play act. Sit there and hold your fingers.
You got to take some theater, some drama classes. So it's ruled a foul. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Check swing, went too far, went after a ball, strikes out. So that's the second out here in the fifth inning, and that's going to bring up a new batter now. And that's going to be Casey Brown now. It's going to bat for Hannah Hudson.
Another lefty. She's got a really good bat.
Ball high, 1-0. Casey Brown does whatever you ask her to do. She runs, she plays all different types of positions. Called strike on the corner, 1-1.
Multi-sport athlete.
Manager coming out.
She's questioning the batter, but she was in to play defense, so they had changed her. Serena hardly ever misses anything like that.
She thought she was looking for the right hand hitting Hannah Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't see this, and she wanted to know if that batter had, Brown had checked in, but that had already been announced to the press box. That's all they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's 1-1 count. Everybody said, here's the pitch. High for a ball, 2-1.
You know, Serena's shrugging her shoulders, laughing that one off like, I know I did that.
2-1 to Casey Brown. Swung on and lifted into shallow left field. Could be. Could it fall in there? And no, great grab by the left fielder, Caleb Banks. And so that's all for the Black Bears as they go out in order for the first time since the first inning. And the score remains the Black Bears 10, North Tennyson 1.
Pitt Good Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union, Canton, and Waynesville by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor Award, the President's Award, by B. Allen Construction of Candler Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, and by Midwest Health System, and by the new Canton Urgent Care, now open in Canton at Exit 31 beside the Sagebrush.
Well, Rhonda, we move to the bottom of the fifth inning.
I'm kind of interested to see if we're going to have a pitching change, but let's...
No, Hannah comes kind of jogging out to...
Kaylin Hannah.
They got the three outfielders, so Logan Matthews will...
You don't know.
You think they'll put a rate?
I don't know. Tip's coming in.
All right, so Michaela Tipton's going to come in to finish this.
You got to save your ace, your horse.
Tipton, who has started four games, came in, three games and relieved in three other games. And her last outing in relief was a disaster.
Yeah.
But Serena Goodwin has, and that happens to pitchers. I mean, it happens to everybody, the best of them.
Yeah, it does happen to the best of them. And let's, like you say, we were talking about it earlier. Put her back out there, show you got confidence in her and say, go get it.
Yep.
So.
Tipton, it looks like she's feeling much better. Will come in relief for Logan Matthews.
You know, that one home run they got kept us from getting the mercy rule. So, it physically shuts them down here, which Tipton pitch is different, so you're going to see it different. You got the big windup by Logan Matthews, and you got a quick delivery by Tipton, and that can throw off the hitters for a few.
Well, it'll be Caldwell, Petrie, and Banks, the top of the lineup, here in the bottom of the fifth for North Tennyson. They'll face a new pitcher, Michaela Tipton.
You know, I noticed that Franklin pitched Chelsea Stanfield the whole game nearly, except for that last inning.
It was strange when they took her out.
Yeah. And I
mean, when the game was on the line, they took her out.
And I thought to myself, you know, that might not be good to let her pitch that whole entire time when they had, you know, but they were struggling against West.
West made a bid, but just couldn't finish it. So it's going to be Caldwell 0-1 with a walk here in this game. Tipton's first pitch, high for a ball.
Oh, now she's politicking.
Tipton steps on the rubber. Here's a pitch, works fast, lying past the manager coaching third base for North Tennyson. She had to do a two-step to him.
Mm-hmm.
To get out of the way of that is Caldwell sent a rocket down there.
More like a can-can. She had them late going right in the air.
She had to dance with stars out there.
move, I'd give her a 10 on that. Pitch is lined for a single to left field. That's not what Tipton needed.
No, and one thing that Coach had tried to tell last time she pitched against Bavard, she tried to get Mahala Irvin to slow her down.
So now it'll be Johnny Petrie over 2 in this game. Right back at Tipton. She throws over to James at first, second, over to first, and that ricochets back, so they get the force out at second. Nice play. A good, sharp comebacker fielded properly by Tipton. She just whirled it through to second base as James stepped on bag as
she
received
it. She had to wait for James to get there because she had the ball in turn before James even got there.
So that's a fielder's choice and one out. First pitch, the ball. Got to be a ball to Kayla Banks. Banks already in this game, 0 for 2. Batting in the 3 hole. Pitches high, 2 and 0. Here comes the pitch. Called strike, got the inside corner.
The one thing that I noticed that happened at Bavard, we also had a wholesale change in defense. And that could have, you know, and there was a couple of plays that should have been caught.
Here we go with the offering. It's high.
This time, Coach opted not to do the wholesale changes on defense. So they might see a different performance by Tipton.
3 balls, 1 strike. I've been corrected. Here it goes. Pitch, just missed. Ball 4, she walked her. That's going to bring up Taylor Nicholson, who hit a home runner last time up. Taylor Nicholson, dangerous hitter. Next pitch just outside for a ball.
She's trying to nibble the corners, and Tipton's really good at corners. Pitching, but she's not getting it quite there.
The old bugaboo of the pitching staff for Pisgah is falling behind in the count. Swung on, and that's lined to the gazelle. She hauls that in, throws it quickly to second base, but not in time. So Nicholson wasn't pulled. She just hit it to the wrong person, the center fielder, Bianca Burnett, who took about 4 steps to her left to haul that in. That'll be out number 2 here in the bottom of the 5th, and runner still at 1st and 2nd. That's going to bring up Megan Smith. Pitch high and in tight. Ball 1.
That was a good play by Bianca. And the last when we played Bavard with Tipton was at the plate. They had Galleon in center.
Called strike, got the outside corner to the left hand hitting Megan Smith, who's 1 for 2 in this game already. 10-1, Pisgah here in the bottom of the 5th. High ball, 2-1. Tipton works much faster than Logan Matthews.
And that's one thing Serena's trying to get her. Sometimes she works too fast. She needs to slow down.
Got the corner again on the outside part of the plate. Strike 2-2. So 2 outs, bottom of the 5th. Runners at 1st and 2nd. A lot of 2s out there. 2 runners on for North Tennyson. 2 outs, 2 strikes, 2 balls. Here's the pitch. Swing and miss and struck her out. So that's all for North Tennyson as they strand 2 runners. And as we move to the top of the 6th, Pisgah 10, North Tennyson 1. We'll be back after these messages.
MedWest Sports Medicine has expanded. Check out our new location in the brand new building on the campus of MedWest Haywood. You can see Dr. Chris Catterson in his new office, conveniently located between the fitness center and the hospital. And now we have new sports medicine and rehab space in the MedWest Urgent Care Center in Canton at exit 31 off I-40. It's the MedWest Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Clinic, located in the MedWest Urgent Care Center, Canton. Visit MedWestHealth.org or call 452-8077.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan.
Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Western Carolina University softball complex. We've moved to the top of the sixth, and the score is Pisgah 10, North Henderson 1. Rhonda, that had to be a big confidence booster from Michaela Titson.
It did. And the kid, after that last outing she had, was so downtrodden. She cried when she came off the field. And then she got in trouble here early, but she come back and she struck that last batter out. That was huge for her. And her defense is right behind her, and she needs to learn that the defense is there for her.
Well, now the Knights have made another pitching change as third baseman Megan Smith steps inside the circle to pitch to face Mihaela Irwin. Swung on and just off the glove. Could be. Here goes the throw to first base. Not in. Oh, my goodness gracious. I cannot believe that. She was complete step past the bag and called her out. And I can tell you that was bad.
I mean, when we say it's bad, it's bad.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my.
That.
We try to be objective, but, you know, that was terrible.
That was a horrible call, but that's the way it goes. Umpire made it, so that's one out. So now I can bring up Micah James.
Serena's his question in the call. So that was bad.
First pitch to James is way outside.
Some of these Pisgah fans are really letting that up have it.
I think the umpire may realize because he's sitting there with his shoulders slump right now.
Yeah.
Next pitch is inside, 2-0. I mean, those are plays that are bang-bang, but that wasn't bang-bang. She was completely a step past the bag, and he rung her up.
Mm-hmm.
Next pitch is called strike on the corner, 2-1.
We need Micah to hit one. She hadn't hit one tonight.
Swung on, line to left field, and that is going to be off the wall. She just missed the finger. She's going to try for two. Here's the throw. Safe.
That was a make a call.
No, she was safe. He hasn't made that call up yet. When he called somebody safe when they were out, that's a make-up call. Micah James hit a rocket off the wall and went for two, and it was a bang-bang play, but she was completely safe, so she gets a double, one-out double.
Now you got the
Caitlin Hanna up now.
Oh, man. You got to watch this kid.
Pitch in the dirt, gets away, and down to third base goes James on the wild pitch by the new pitcher, Megan Smith.
Megan Smith is not pitching very strong. I mean, she's not got a lot of speed on her pitches. And Caitlin Hanna will probably take it a few minutes to get dialed in.
Pitches inside for a ball, 2-0 now. Hanna now waiting for her pitch. She'll launch one quickly here.
You throw that stuff down the center, Lord.
Here's the pitch in the dirt. Gets right. Ooh, James thought about it, but nice recovery by Taylor Nicholson, the catcher. She sprung like a cat.
Yeah.
Got after that one.
She hurt her hand, too, because she slipped on the dew in the air, the wet grass. She slipped on it, and she tried to plant her hand and catch it, and stepped, and she hurt her wrist. She's shaking it off.
So Megan Smith with a 3-0 count to Caitlin Hanna. Big cut. She had the green light. She was taking, she was looking for it. If you just joined us, you haven't heard yet. Two home runs so far by the Black Bears. 33 on the season, two away from the state record of 35. And the next pitch is way outside, so she loses her and walks Caitlin Hanna. That's going to bring up Logan Matthews, who currently is in a tie for the team lead of 9 home runs with Mihaela Irwin. Matthews, 0-2 with a walk. Here's a pitch, all for a ball. So runners are on the corner for Pisgah.
Coach wants her to line drive it, but you know Logan wants to hit that out of the park. She wants to get lead back.
I want that bat running down the first baseline. She asks for time, and she steps out, and she goes down. She wants to check. She thought maybe there was a sign. She's going down the wall. Did I see that right? Well, Wayne Zolder probably tells her right now, yeah, hit one out.
He says, come on, kid. You got to get the lead back. Get that thing out of here.
Yeah. The sign was... Hit the ball out the ballpark.
He didn't give her the Babe Ruth sign, point to the fence.
That's right. Go to, look for that Andy Shaw Ford sign and drill it right there below the scoreboard.
That's what confused her.
Here's the pitch. Ooh. In tight. As down to second goes Caitlin Hannah. And the umpire calls her out for leaving the base too early. So the umpire's getting a little grief as he called Caitlin Hannah leaving too early as she tried to steal, so there's two outs now.
Whoa.
Way in tight. So now that makes the count 3-0. 2-0, excuse me.
You had to back up twice off that plate.
No, that was 3-0. Oh, that was no pitch. That last one was no pitch. 3-0 in tight again as they're coming inside. I wonder if they're going to give the green light to her. 3-0. Here's the pitch. Ball forward. And the ball gets away. And in comes Micah James. Trots across the plate as on the wild pitch. So on the walk to Matthews. And the wild pitch, as it went back, James skedaddles down the third baseline and scores the run. So it makes the score now 11-1. That's going to bring up Michaela Tipton. Line foul on the first pitch. Tipton. Get one up in her wheelhouse. She can lose it.
She can. And I think that would help her right now if she hit a good hit or a home run. Give her a lot more. Give her some of that confidence back.
Give a lot of credit to North Tennyson changing pitchers because you don't want these thumpers to get locked in on, you know, the same speed of the same pitcher.
And that's...
Nice pitch, nice swing.
That's what happened.
And that umpire called her out. They threw down and got Logan Matthews as she was blocked on the base.
Biscuit Girls First Softball is sponsored by Midwest Health System by the New Canton Urgent Care, now open in Canton at Exit 31 at Nick beside the State Bus by Brad Allen Construction of Candler Commercial Residential and Remodeling. By Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville. That was not...
I'm tell you what, I've seen umpires get back and kick people.
Yeah.
That man, that's horrible.
That's
a call by an umpire, three calls in a game. He calls Mihaela out, you know, his blunder. He called her out when she's completely through the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said Caitlin Hannah, he's positioned behind the shortstop, said she left too early.
Mm-hmm.
And was called her out, and then when they got that last pitch and the Nicholson threw down the first, said that Logan Matthews didn't get past the base, called her straight,
and walked up. And she was pushing her off the back with her rear end. That's
unbelievable. Unbelievable umpire.
Unbelievable.
That's to tell you. I hope he's not here tomorrow night.
Yeah, really. If he is, he better bring a armored dove. Because some of these Pisgah fans get very angry.
maybe he thinks that people paid their money to watch him umpire.
Maybe. No, it's not about you. I've always been told when officiating, the officials are not supposed to be a part of the game. You're not. They're supposed to be invisible. But he's wanting to be seen.
So well seen.
And we try to compliment the referees. We do, Chuck. We really do. We don't try to get
them. We haven't said anything bad about the umpires all year.
But that was three blatant bad calls in a row.
Well, that's the way it goes. So they get a run. So it's 11-1. As we start the bottom of the sixth, it will be Cheyenne Matthews to face Tipton.
If they don't get a run this inning, the game's over. Ten run mercy rule takes into effect.
I really do. I hope this guy's not at the game championship game. He's not a championship umpire.
He's not.
Next pitch is dribbled up by Tipton, evens the count at 1-1. We're going to start this bottom of six, shake it off.
Shake it off.
And drizzles from the rain start, as umbrellas start popping up.
We know it ain't from the sun.
Here's the pitch. High, all two. 2-1.
That looked like a pretty rise ball there. Yeah, you can see the rain falling in the lights here at the stadium.
Swung on, dribbled over to short. James scoops it up, throws over, makes him a crack and picks it up, and calls her out. You better have.
He would have been running for his life if he hadn't. Mason McCracken's going,
hey, you don't know these Biscuit fans.
You really? Hey, listen, I know from experience, I had an uncle that went across the fence during a football game on the referee.
If he would have called her safe, I think there would have been an implosion here as the ball's looped to left field by Jim Cannon. So that will be a single.
They might have been throwing objects from the stadium.
We're going to have fun with this.
That's all you can do. I mean, it's been horrible.
Now it's going to be Ashley Sargent.
It's like when the sun went down, he changed into a different creature. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde out there.
So Ashley Sargent returns to the game. Here's the pitch. All strike inside part of the plate.
Kind of curious to see how Tipton pitches with it raining and the ball gets wet.
Throw to first. How to block the bag.
Maybe we got her off. Push her off like it is Logan.
And you know, I noticed this, and it's an 0-2 count, mm-hmm. and time is called as Irvin goes out, and the batter checks down with the third base coach. But you notice where he's positioned now, the
yeah.
umpire? He was over at short.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
he's going to be closer to the bag, right?
Where he's supposed to be.
Yeah, so why aren't you over
well,
at short?
Well, he was
now?
Over here at short because there's a runner on third.
Okay. So I stand corrected. Next pitch is inside for a ball, 2-2.
But still, your point is correct. How could he see her leaving early when he was way over there?
It's a bad position to call that. Next pitch, just missed.
That's one thing I liked about the state championship games. You have umps on each line, and you didn't have any questions.
Next pitch, lined into the gap. That's going to get up into the alley. From right center field, relays coming in is Presley, and they hold it. And a run scores on a stand-up double by Ashley Sargent.
This is where Michaela just needs to shake it off again.
Makes the score now 11-2. So Sargent standing on second after that RBI stand-up double. He's going to bring up Chelsea Cannon, the number 9 hitter. Ready to go. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Called strike at the letters.
Serena's out there trying to holler at the girls to try to adjust the defense. They want them to come in a little bit.
Ready to go. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and dribbled over to Hannah. She checks the runner. Throws over to Mason McCracken, who throws over to third as Ashley Sargent on the throw to retire Cannon at first base. Advances from second to third and got in there head first.
Caitlin held it as long as she could before she had to throw to first. So
ground out is the second out of the inning. Nice play by Caitlin Hannah, runner at third, and that's going to bring up Ellie Caldwell, 1-for-2 in the game with a walk and a single.
Looks like he's still missing a little bit.
11-2, Pisgah. Swung on lined, but fouled down the left field line. Makes the count 1-1. Just joined us, Pisgah. 11 runs, 11 hits. Had a field day early on. Change up, fouled, past the third base coach.
time Pisgah players get the ball to throw it in, each one of them's trying to drive off. And McCaleb wants a dry ball, and that's a good idea. You don't have to pitch with that ball.
So it makes the count one ball, two strikes. Foul back into the screen. So Caldwell hanging tough here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Not too many outs to play with as they're trying to mount to get back into this game, down by nine. Swung on and grounded foul past the third base. Still remains 1-2 in the count. Looks like the rain might have let up a little.
I still see the umbrellas out. It's hard to tell in these lights.
Well, when they start dancing off the umbrella in front of me, we got to worry. I don't see anything. Next pitch, just in the third.
Trying to pitch your changeup.
So makes the count two balls, two strikes.
Change the speed of the pitch so you can come back in.
Runner at third, two outs. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung out and lifted to left field. Taylor Gallion camps underneath that can of corn. Hauls it in. Out number three. That's all for the six innings are in the book. Score, Pisgah 11. North Henderson 2 will be back for the seventh.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back for the top of the seventh inning here from the Catamount Softball Complex on the campus of Western Carolina University. It'll be Michaela Tipton. Presley and Burnett to lead it off here in the top of the seventh. First pitch by Megan Smith is high to Tip. Ball one. Tipton to two, the Black Bears.
Tipton did another great job getting out of another tough inning in a situation where she was in.
Swung on and lined foul down the left field line and curves out of play. So it makes the count 1-1.
She needs to hit one. She hasn't hit one in a couple. You know, she's been stuck on four.
Here we go, the pitch, way high. Way high.
I mean, the pitch to hit it out.
No, tomahawk that thing. Two balls, one strike. Tipton looking for one she can drive. Looking for the third homer of this game. Pitch is high again. I want one of the table setters to set, you know, hit one out.
Yeah, Presley.
Let a table setter join the thumper group.
Presley was so close against Brevard, I'd like to see her hit one.
That's ball four. She loses her, so Tipton earns a walk to lead off the top of the seventh. That'll be Sheridan Presley, who's hit the ball hard all three times and has only one for three, a single, and scored a run in the fourth. Megan Smith is ready. Here's her first pitch. Called strike, let her high.
Sheridan's just shaking her head on that one. She throws a little high. She has some of the greatest expressions.
Here's the pitch. Ball one. High.
Even in basketball, she has that gamer face, you know.
The competitors, they don't like the pitches. They want to lay off them.
Yeah.
So it's one ball, one strike. Here's the pitch by Smith. Outside. A called strike. I used to umpires like to gig people.
Yeah,
Get Sheridan acting, you know, put her head and shook her head no. That's a call you.
Yeah.
To they come from the same school of umpiring, how to kick. Kick them.
Maybe Serena said something we need to find out.
2-2 offering. Here it comes. Swung on and dribbled to the first baseman. She steps on first. Tipton goes in sliding at second, so Presley's out. That's the first out. First baseman unassisted. That's going to bring up Bianca Burnett. Burnett, 1-for-3 in the game. First pitch is a ball. 1-0. Tipton at second, moved over to second on Presley's ground out to first base. Here's the pitch. Called strike right down the middle of the plate.
And that was a good pitch.
For the most part, umpire's been good all night long behind the plate. Here we go. Here's the pitch. Swung and lined. That's fair ball. Thrown over to first base. He calls her out. And she was.
She was out on
that. If he had called her safe, that would have been the makeup
call.
And he's got to call her. He's got to call her, you know, out from all behind the shortstop.
I know.
So a ground out. Number 8, Brittany Troll. To third base goes Burnett. Now to bring up Brittany Troll, pitch hitting for Taylor Gallion.
Which Serena's just trying to get anybody out there to get a bat on him.
Pitch is high for a ball to Brittany Troll. Top of seventh, 11-2. Pisca, 9-run lead. Big swing and a miss by Troll. Came up empty, 1-1. Black Bears 3 outs away from advancing to the championship game of this conference tournament, which will be tomorrow at 5:30.
You know,
down and grounded foul.
And
that's Walt Leatherwood.
I'm kind of wondering if the North Carolina High School Association seedings will be based on this game, since North and Pisgah are both in the same 2A division, and North was ahead of Pisgah by one game. If they're going to wait and see if it's by the regular season or by the conference, so you can see who gets number one, number two.
My understanding is that the conference tournament has no bearing on the seed. Big swing and a miss. She struck out, threw a changeup, and that's all for Pisgah. As they strand a runner at second, and we move to the bottom of the seventh inning, Black Bears lead by 9, 11-2.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford Stop Honor, the President's Award, by B. Allen Construction of Candler, Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, by the new Canton Urgent Care Center, now open in Canton at Exit 31 beside the Sagebrush, and by MedWest Health System. I'm kind of curious to see if she's going to put Tipton back out. I thought maybe you might see Micah pitch, but
she's got a
confident
9-run lead. And
yeah,
got to get that confidence back. She's starting, you know, pitch well. She's been hit hard a couple times.
Yeah,
but she's just got to start making her pitches and hitting her spots. The pitches that she's been hit hard, she's left the ball out over the middle of the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, folks, tomorrow's game will start at 5:30. The Western North Carolina Athletic Conference Softball Tournament Championship game. And if Pisgah can get 3 outs here, it'll be the Black Bears and the Panthers from Franklin. Again.
Maybe third time's a charm this year.
Could be. No, it's hard to beat a team 3 times.
It is.
We'll be on the air here at 5:15 from the Western Carolina University Catamount Softball Complex. Beautiful complex. Come out and join us. The weather permitting. My understanding is if it gets rained out, it will be moved to 5:30 Wednesday. All right, to lead off the inning will be Johnny Petrie. First pitch inside. Dan made her dance out of the box.
Trying to move her off the back of that plate.
Ball one. ready to go. Here's a pitch swung on and grounded past third baseman Brittany Troll. No, that was Caitlin Hanna. Looked like Troll from there. So
Caitlin
Hanna, single,
she just barely missed it. It was hit a liner, so.
That'd be Kayla Banks now. Banks 0 for 2 with a walk in this game. 11 to 2. Pisgah here. Three outs away from advancing to the championship game. Next first pitch is high. Irvin tried to throw behind the runner. Nice stop by Mason McCracken. Diving for it.
She got undercut as the girl drove back for the base. She got undercut.
Mm-hmm. First pitch was a ball. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Curveball just missed outside. Tuno. Called strike, letter high. North Henderson didn't like that one. Makes the count 2-1.
I think the batter didn't like it.
Called strike inside part of the plate. Just caught the black. Evens the count at 2-2. Nice pitch by Tipton. Here's the pitch. Swung on it. That's a line down the left field line. Past. That just skirted right past the base. Another shot to left field. And now her two batters get on, and here we go.
They're aiming for Caitlin Hanna now.
He's going to bring up Taylor Nicholson. 1-for-3 with a home run. Solo shot in the fourth. Broke up a no-hit bid by Logan Matthews. Run the no-hitter. Ball high by Tipton. The big bugaboo out of the pitching staff, the entire pitching staff is constantly pitching behind. Ball one,
yeah.
Ball two.
And Tipton did this against Bavard. She got behind.
Here's the next pitch. Ball two.
And then she gets rattled. And that's because she's young. She's not pitched at this level.
So it's 2-0. Falling, constantly falling behind. He's going to bite you. And that shot to right field. That's going to score a run. And that's what happens is the runner moves to third. So runners around the corner and North Tennyson's making a rally. Three straight singles, and they were hard hit.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what Bavard did when against her. Hit it in the gaps.
You fall behind 2-0, you come
mm-hmm.
over the middle of the plate. Anything you throw in the middle of the plate, they stroke it.
Yeah.
All right. Now it's 11-3.
And you know that's what Serena had been talking to her about.
Here we go. Here's the pitch. Ball outside. Pisgah's pitching staff continues to pitch behind in the count. They're going to get hit hard. That's got to be fixed going to the state playoffs. Grounder over to Presley. Flips over to second. James for one.
And that's all she could get.
So they get one out, and that's okay. And another run scored from third base. So a fielder's choice eliminates the runner.
The lead runner.
The lead runner there. Or the runner going from first to second, but lead runner scored. So that'd be a fielder's choice, and that's going to bring up Cheyenne Matthews. 1-for-2, hit by a pitch and single. 11-4. Pisgah leads. 9-run leads now shrunk to 7. Called strike, inside corner.
It's like tip. Mahala calling it outside, and then it comes inside. I don't know if she's doing that to throw off the batter.
But that takes pressure off the pitcher when you mm-hmm. get 0-1. Strike one, most important pitch. Called strike two. See, all of a sudden the strike zone expands.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's 0-2 and in the head. Pitcher's got to learn that one thing. If your most important pitch of a pitcher, strike one, strike two, get ahead in the count. Mm-hmm. All night long, Matthews and Tipton have been falling behind. Ball one, ball two. Have to bring one over the pitch. The plate, and that's dribble foul. So it still remains 0-2 here at the bottom of the seventh with one out.
But she's in ahead.
Yeah. The pressure's on the batter now.
Yeah. She's got to protect the plate.
When she gets 0-1, the pressure goes to the batter. Next pitch, in the dirt, dribbled it. I mean, that popped out about 5 feet in front of the plate.
She's trying to go inside again, trying to catch her napping, maybe hit, trying to swing at something. But she didn't make it quite to the plate.
Swung out and lifted deep. That ball's gone.
That's gone.
That ball is gone. She just left it out over the middle of the plate, a two-run home run. Now makes the score 11-6, and Serena's seen enough.
Yep. Here comes Logan back out. You know, you try to get the kid confident. She did good. She battled out of two situations, but then she gets herself in a mess again.
Well, the one thing I would tell her is you cannot consistently keep falling behind.
Mm-hmm.
Focus as a pitcher. You've got to get the strike over the plate, first pitch. Get ahead in the count and take the pressure. See, when it's 0-0, the pressure's on the pitcher. When you go 0-1, you move the pressure back to the hitter.
Mm-hmm.
You fall 0-2, it's squarely the hitter's holding all the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And so it expands the strike zone. They cannot sit there and look for one over the heart of the plate.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're behind 0-2, they got to maybe chase that inside and outside corner pitch.
But then she went, she had an 0-2 count, and then she went over the center instead of trying to get her chase at something.
So the score now is 11-6, and this is starting to feel a little uncomfortable. With one out, nobody on base, and it'd be Kim Cannon and Ashley Sargent. Cannon batting in the 7 hole for the Knights. And Logan's got to do just an equal job, too. She's got to get ahead. She was struggling all game long, falling behind in the count.
She knows that in a situation like this against Brevard, she came in and she struck out the next hitter with the bases loaded, 2 outs. So curious to see how well she comes in this time.
Ready to go. Cannon steps in. Here's the first pitch. Ball one. High and outside. Here's her next pitch. Called strike. Outside corner. 1-1.
That was her curveball. She curves her arm behind her with it.
Next pitch by Matthews. Dribbled it up to the plate. Skimmed it. I should say skipped it. 2-1. Ready to go. Here's the pitch. Ball three. That's just way outside. That was ugly.
That was...
I'd rather Logan Matthews learn 3 pitches that she could throw for strikes. She's got 6 pitches and it's guesswork right now. Swung on, lifted to left field. Taylor Gallion's there, and that's an out. So Matthews retires Cannon for the 2nd out of the inning. That's going to bring up Ashley Sargent. The score 11-6.
2 outs.
Change up. Ball one. Ready to go. Here is the pitch. Swung out and fouled back against the screen. 1-1.
That was the curveball. She curves her arm behind her back before she brings it, if you've noticed that.
Is it her mentality is if she throws a fastball that she's not going to throw you another fastball?
No, she tries to mix it up, but she told me that she likes to, her curve is probably her best pitch because it has a lot more movement on it.
Ball and that back was against the screen, so that's 1 ball, 2 strikes, so she went back-to-back curveball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she says she can get more movement on it because when it comes out of her hand, her wrist flips.
1 strike away. Here we go.
Here it comes again.
Change up. Hung in there. Followed it again. Up against the screen. So now it's still 1 ball, 2 strikes. Matthew's ready. Here's her pitch. Dribbled that thing up there. What was that?
She had... That was probably a drop ball, but she put... Did you notice when she come around, she swung, her arm speed was a lot faster.
I like pitchers throw 70% fastballs. Lifted high, left field, up against the wall. Home run. Home run. And I don't know what that was, but she just left it out over the plate. Mm-hmm. Another changeup, off-speed pitches and everything like this. Pitching staff has got to do a much better job than this, folks.
Yeah. It's just like they got that big lead, and they kind of just stopped.
Well, all game long, the pitchers have been living on the edge by falling behind. And, you know, Logan pitches, she thinks she's got to throw six pitches in a, you know, to every batter. Main pitch of a pitcher is fastball. Spot your fastball and move it, you know, up and down and hit the dots around the strike zone. That's the pitch that, you know, is hardest to hit for pitchers. I'm not saying fastball down the middle. I'm just saying fastball on the corners. Learn to not spot your fastball.
And
that makes your off-speed pitches better.
Your curve and your...
Chelsea Cannon up now. Pitch missed inside. Ball one. 11-7. Four run. 9-run leads front with 5 runs here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Here's the pitch. That ball dribbled up. 2-0. And this, I'm looking around at the outfield and the infield, and they're flat-footed.
Yeah.
Swung on. Up to Matthews. She hauls it in, and miraculously, this inning's over with as they win the game 11-7 and move to the championship game tomorrow at 5:30. We'll be back after these messages for our post-game show.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Canton is your home, and now it's ours too. The MedWest Urgent Care Center at exit 31 off I-40 is now open. Urgent care is convenient and fast, and now it's new in Canton. Let the physicians, nurses, and staff of MedWest care for your urgent health care needs in a brand new space located just off the interstate by Sagebrush Steakhouse. Visit www.medwesthealth.org or call 452-8077. MedWest, excellence, our passion.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, welcome back. We have a final here for the second semifinal from Western Carolina University. Pisgah carried a 11-2 lead into the bottom of the 7th inning, but North Henderson rallied and got 5 and made it a little precarious moment for the Black Bears. Right. So the final, though, is that Pisgah 11, North Henderson 7, and the Black Bears advance to the championship game at 5:30 tomorrow from the same location here in Coley. Rhonda, your final thoughts of the game?
Well, final thoughts is I think when Pisgah jumped out and got that big lead, they kind of just went flat. They just said, oh, we got a big lead, we've got this game won. They can't do that. This point is very important. If they do that against Franklin tomorrow, Franklin will absolutely kill them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Franklin's got the pitchers, and we can't, our pitching can't be so inconsistent tomorrow. We've got to come with our A game, and we got to stay focused the whole seven innings. We can't let down in the last three innings like we did here, and just,
right.
just like,
right.
there was no, like you said, they were flat-footed. They were just like, oh, we got this one.
Right.
No, you don't. There's teams will fight till the end.
And North Texas is one of them.
And you got to learn that.
Pitching's got to pitch ahead. Got to get strike
yep.
one, strike two. Got to emphasize
she
that.
She started out good tonight. Then she, Logan did. Then she had that inning where she, it's like her back tightened up or whatever. She left. Tipton come in. She struggled in two innings. She gave up a couple of runs. And then they put her back out to close it out. She couldn't close it out. So then they had to put Logan back out. And you know, we don't know the situation there. It's just something that we've got to work through. And I don't know if Tipton will be your next pitcher coming in. It might be Micah James.
Right. Well, it's the final here, folks. The Black Bears, as well as it went for six innings, or six and a half innings, got real ugly in the bottom of the seventh, but they still prevailed as the Black Bears advanced to the championship game after an 11-7 win over the North Henderson Knights. And then that will be tomorrow at 5:30 from Western Carolina University. Folks, will be on the air at 5:15 for our pregame show. First pitch is 5:30. We hope you'll join us on WPTL 920 AM for the pregame show and the game as the Black Bears take on the Panthers for the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference Softball Tournament Championship. It's a final here, 11-7 Pisgah. We hope you'll join us. We'll see you tomorrow.